right, it's not for real.
Okay.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. And welcome to the Cube Porn Games Podcast. My name is Dustin Morbido. I'm here with a bunch of good friends, as always. Immediately to my left, Lorraine Ferriullo is here. How you doing?
Hello.
Is that how you say that?
Yes.
Ferriullo.
All the vowels.
It's just like alphabet soup. Like on her birth certificate.
It's very Italian.
I will never attempt to.
I'm not
going
to try.
Don't worry, in a year, it won't matter.
So that's true.
Yay! Changing it up. That's right.
So you guys are very traditional, then. You should be taking Lorraine's name or inventing a new one.
Yeah,
okay. There you go. Just roll
Lori Yubo.
Just go with the last name Shark Tank.
Trash Boat.
Trash Boat. Trash Boat's a good one.
Another kid. It'll be Jeffrey Shark Tank.
Is anyone else in this podcast, or is it just Lorraine?
No, it's just me.
She does a lot of voices, so I mean...
I'm schizophrenic.
It's pretty much me and her other four or five personalities.
Four or five.
Vocal range.
So, who else do we have here?
Gabe Butchie is here also.
Hello, how are you?
Gabe Gabriel.
Dustin.
Gabriel Butchie.
Gabe, the Gabriel Butchie.
I'm good, thank you.
Owner and sole
Very awesome.
Here of Gabe's Butchie.
Happy birthday.
Yes.
Oh, birthday.
Happy birthday.
We're never going to take your order.
No. We'll get there eventually. No. Table's only so big.
Yeah, that's true.
Brian Lupfer is here.
Hello.
Very good.
That is his real voice.
Yep, that's right. How he sounds.
Everything else is
voice
a different voice.
Yeah.
That
mm-hmm.
is
the
a
trickster.
Real one.
The low
juice. I do a lot of voice work.
Yeah, you may know him.
Call your agents. Have a number if you want. Hot. Michigan-based voice talent for your
internet consumption.
Big area for cartoons around here.
Yep. Comagraph is to his left, looking a little exasperated.
A little?
a bit.
Oh, there's still time.
A smidge. Yep, we'll get there. Don't worry.
The only one not wearing fashionable headgear.
It's a good thing Fro's not here, or else we'd really go crazy.
We'd be done for.
He'll be back someday, probably. I'm sure there's more room for his anime fetishism on this show.
So we were talking about that earlier. Just how many anime fetishists we know?
That was the one. Like when I was doing the minimal editing I did on the previous episode, I just like scanned to a part looking for like levels and hit him saying that and just like lost my mind for about 4 minutes. It's like I can't handle this right now. I gotta go outside and get some air.
If that didn't end up getting cut, did it?
No, it's in there.
Okay,
I don't cut anything.
Good.
It goes up as is.
It went up as is. No editing.
You're not going to be able to keep that up.
No.
Finally, rounding out the crew is Philip McGrath.
Philip
J. McGrath.
Philip, whoa.
I want to be Philip.
Goes down smooth.
Boy, I feel bad for people that just don't get these random every
corner. Yeah, I know. Like
references.
Half the stuff.
Everyone who's our age knows everything about The Simpsons.
Yep. Anything
if they don't know these things, they probably shouldn't be listening.
We made up all of these jokes on our own, trust me.
Yeah, right.
None of this
was
from anything else.
Creative, professional writers, just like Ryan's a professional voice actor.
We have a really good writing staff here.
Oh, yeah. Top notch.
This is our writing staff.
Yes.
Plus action cat.
In the writer's room, welcome.
We probably don't want to
cats
spend
are
on the
writer's
so much.
100 cats, 100 typewriters.
Pure gold.
It was the blurst of times.
Sure was. So who wants to talk about what they've been doing recently? Do I have to call in somebody like English class style?
Yes.
I miss school. That's true.
I also miss school.
I'll be starting school shortly.
Kind
continuing
of
school shortly.
That's why Fro's not here, by the way.
Yeah,
he was with
is.
Us last time.
Getting a higher education.
May or may not have made a jackass out of himself.
Broadening his horizons.
Yeah.
Matriculating, as it were.
I mean, I'll start.
Okay.
Well, I mean, just like pretty much everyone in this fucking room, mm-hmm. I've been watching the Simpsons Marathon.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And my eyes have been slowly but surely degrading out of my head.
You're
I've been
still
staring at
it.
Yeah. It's becoming a problem.
Day 8, day 9.
It's like an addiction.
Yeah. What I mean, we're deep in it at this point.
It's like 14, 15. Way past the point where you should still be watching.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well past the point when it should have been canceled.
There's hidden gold.
There is.
There really is.
So you have to filter through a lot of feces.
It's
this
is really depressing because I've had it on like for the last week, and every day it was great. And you know, I could sit on episodes. Who shot Mr. Burns? Frank Grimes. And then yesterday they go to Britain and have Ian McKellen get struck by lightning for some reason.
Yay.
It was a Family Guy gag.
It was,
now, baby easier on the table. It's picking it up pretty.
Yeah.
Fine.
You had headphones on.
5 minutes already being stifled.
I'm also the,
creative vision.
I'm the number 38 Cammy player on the Xbox Live.
That's pretty sick.
I'm moving up in the world.
Voice actor / competitive Street Fighter player.
I have a hobby.
In other news, what I've been watching is I've been watching to addiction the Kevin Pollak's chat show. I don't know if anyone remembers who Kevin Pollak is.
What has he done?
He was in Usual Suspects. He was in I don't remember. Doesn't matter.
Lots of other stuff.
But it's
IMDb
like,
it.
Yeah. Well, A Few Good Men, and he's a stand-up comedian. Does a lot of impressions, and it's just it's really funny, and it's a look into the minds of these actors and comedians that you wouldn't normally get to see.
That sounds
and
cool.
I'm like, it's caught my attention, and I've really been paying attention to it.
That's cool. Is it usually like a one-on-one thing, or is it like a panel? Like, is it him with somebody else, or like multiple people?
It's him with one person, and then there ends up being, well, he has Sam Levine from Freaks and Geeks, and he was in Glorious Bastards. He's in there. He's with Kevin Pollak's wife in the writing room, and they build a dossier on their guest, and it's really interesting.
That's cool.
It's something completely different. And then other than that, I've been working on my own card game.
Do tell.
Appropriate commentary already.
It's a work in progress. All I've done is made a rule book and some templates and a few cards. In terms of concepts, I don't want to go too far at this point because I don't want people stealing my ideas.
Good call.
That's fair.
Right? Just like
keep,
us.
Keep it close to the chest.
Exactly.
Retro,
it's
man.
A game based
that was all
on
Brian's
ideas.
Yep.
I'm done. I'm leaving.
Brian's leaving.
Brian has left the tiny room.
Yeah, the tiny corner.
Mm-hmm.
Kyle, what have you been up to? Again, now I am calling on people. Like,
oh, come on.
Did you do the reading?
How?
What are your? What did you feel the themes or?
or
messages were in?
Well, when Ned Stark died, I felt really bad because he was a good character, and I felt that really represented the Schadenfreude of the entire Westeros universe.
Spoilers.
So sorry, it was too late for that.
I don't know what any of that means.
I wasn't paying attention.
I know it has something to do with thrones, swords
yep.
involved, dragons,
possibly a beheading.
It's a season that isn't imminent.
That sounds messed up.
He's talking about scones and games.
I could go for an ice cream cone.
Pastries.
Ice cream sounds all right. Ice cream's always pretty all right.
Yeah.
Ice cream or cake? Like, if you had to pick one.
Ice cream.
Ice cream.
I was going to say, the birthday cake flavored ice cream.
Honestly, I always prefer baked goods.
Yeah, I agree.
100%. Gotta mix it up.
You can eat them more frequently. Like, you can. You don't really want ice cream in winter.
They never betray you.
Me.
Like, you don't get brain freeze from cupcakes. You just, like, lay down and stop moving.
It's so much simpler.
Yeah, exactly. I know when I've had enough cupcakes because I can't stand up anymore. The problem solves itself.
No, I'm not going there yet.
Just let me know if I have to get up.
No.
I'm just going to run right
now. No.
Oh, God. So what else have you been up to, Kyle? Have you seen any, like, what was the best Simpsons episode that you saw in the marathon? Like, what was your favorite one?
I had them all just sort of on in the background while I was doing other things. That's an impossible question to ask. What is your favorite Simpsons episode? Come on.
Well, I meant like there was there one like in the marathon that you just happened to like catch. You're like as opposed to like watching it while you're fucking around in the internet. You're like I'm gonna actually sit down and like watch this whole thing. Like I'm gonna let it take my attention.
It was definitely it said the Who Shot Mr. Burns episodes from
nice.
Earlier.
It's a classic.
It came on at like 2 a.m. I was about to go to bed and then it comes on. I was like, all right, I can sit down and watch this for another hour or so.
This was an important part of my
right. Time. I remember back when I was in the second or third grade and everybody speculating. Who shot Mr. Burns? And all the idiots thought Smithers did it.
Yep. I'm sorry, that was me. My mom got smarged in it.
We were toddlers.
That's pretty awesome. That is a good episode. God, I can't remember which ones I saw in particular. There were a couple. Like, I think right, one of the other times that I was got to go to bed, the one where Homer becomes a truck driver came on.
Mr.
That's on a list of the best episodes ever.
No.
I've only seen it.
Are we talking Mr.
Plow
or the one where he becomes a truck driver?
No, the truck driver. Not Mr. Plow.
The self-driving truck.
Yeah. The self-driving trucks and the...
Yep, and he was asleep behind the wheel going down a mountain.
Yeah, for sure.
That was classic.
I died at the Meat Palace or whatever the steakhouse was called.
it had a really good name. I don't remember it.
Ron Swanson-esque.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh.
talking about best Simpsons episodes, and for us, for our group, Scorpio comes up.
Oh, Scorpio's
You Only Move Twice. And after having that discussion, that was the episode that came on. So we were pleasantly surprised that that was like the first episode of the marathon that we really paid attention to and watched.
That's pretty awesome.
We don't have bums here. And if we did, they wouldn't rush.
The bum turns into what? A
mailbox.
A mailbox.
Yeah.
Oh, that is a good episode. Did they ever revisit that? Hopefully not.
He never came back. He was the voice. He was the same voice as the main villain in the Simpsons movie.
Yeah.
But it was a different
character.
And he acted pretty differently, too.
Okay. That's for the best.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm assuming that at some point before that show is canceled, like, they'll revisit that and it'll be terrible.
I heard that they brought back Mr. Bergstrom for an episode. I can't even believe that.
Thanks, Brian.
Showing off his voice acting prowess.
That's right. That was Marge.
In case you couldn't tell.
Just the uninitiated.
That's actually really good.
Yeah, that was all right.
It sounds better through a microphone.
Yeah, it does.
When it's recorded,
it
just sounds better.
That's really
Marge's
awesome.
Voice actress is actually a man.
I've thought that
Maybe
for a long
Brian,
time,
actually. It's actually Brian.
Shh. Don't spill the beans.
I said don't tell anyone.
We're all going to blow his cover.
You fuckers made me spill the beans.
That's an obscure reference.
Right, that's beyond even most people we know.
Oh, yeah.
I'll let Gabe explain it or just let it fly.
I'm going to let that one sit out there for a while.
We should plug it in.
Let him stew on it.
All right, if anyone wants to see a good time, go find the Harry Potter redub that actually has a name that I can't remember the name of. Wizard People Dear Reader.
Yes.
It's made
Dear Reader.
It's pretty old at this point, but it's also pretty good.
It's by the guy. It was done by the guy that did China, Illinois. Shout outs to China, Illinois.
That was later.
Didn't he work on Super Jail too or something?
I don't know.
I feel like he did.
He did several shows during that.
Yeah.
I know he did at least a little bit here and there on a bunch of shit.
Even if you did not like Harry Potter, you will like this.
Oh, maybe probably. Especially.
You might like
it
more.
If you're listening to this podcast, you would like it.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Moving forward.
Yep.
Did we have an itinerary or
anything? No, not really. We're just going to go around, check in on everybody. I'll read some crap off of the list that I wrote down.
Yeah, I was going to say, I have your list ported onto a document.
I have your list right here.
Very good. I remember what I wrote, which is
Phil points to his cranium. It's in his mind's eye.
At some point, we have to get to this great Lego experiment we did earlier.
All right, we can talk
about it. At some point.
I
know we're just kind
of going around. We should do our introductions first. Let everyone talk for a minute.
Okay. Sure.
So, like Brian, I've actually been making a name for myself in the competitive game circuit over the last couple of weeks. Just under 1,900 rating on Randoms and Showdown.
Yeah, that's
really
sick.
Solid.
Yeah.
That's
good. Pokemon Showdown.
Especially for randoms.
Yeah.
That's real good for randoms.
The latter, like, fewer people play randoms. Like, I was looking, I think the highest rating is just over 2,000 or something like that.
Nice.
Whereas I think in OU, it's like 220.
Or
yeah, 2,200. There's fewer people playing in general, but yeah, it's good. I think I have like a 79% win rate.
Damn, that's real good.
I have a question for you.
Shoot.
Are you accepting your invitation to play Awesome Knots competitively?
I haven't decided with the school year. So Awesome Knots, it's the only modern MOBA that I actually really like, which is not to insult the genre, because I know a lot of people really like it, and I don't want to burn too many bridges.
It's just the game that you're into.
Yes, I like it a lot. It plays like a modern platforming game. It uses WASD. It's a 2D game, 3v3. I love that it's 3v3, because small teams mean you get to do more. Anyway, yeah, I've been ranked 2 for the last 3 or 4 seasons now, which is pretty high up there. I don't remember exactly how big the rankings are, but that's like top 1,000 players. Yeah, not bad. And I was asked to join a team, so that's nice. It's not like a paid thing or whatever.
Would you get like the little initials in front of your name, like CT Gabe?
Sometimes people do it. It's not taken any like level of seriousness as other games are, because it's just a much smaller community.
You're not quite gonna be EG Gabriel.
No, you don't get any.
Wear that at the turn of a T-shirt.
The teams
time.
Have names because it's a game where you have names. Wow. It's like it uses a draft format. It's neat. But yeah, it's a really great game. I totally encourage people to play it. And it's like $1 on Steam every other week because it just goes on sale all the fucking time. Yeah, that's that game.
That's pretty cool.
What else have I done?
It actually looks pretty rad, because I've seen you play it before.
It does look fun.
The worst thing about it is the name is like offensively terrible.
True.
Like, when my friend told me to buy this game, I wouldn't. And I actually never did. He bought it for me on Steam. Yeah, Awesome Knots. Oh my god. How do you come up with that? Turns out Swedish people really love memes because the game is just like, it's made by Euros, by the way. And it's just filled to the brim with memes. It wasn't so much in the first six characters, which is what it launched with, but as it kept going, like, one of the characters later, so you go to a shop like you do in every MOBA game to buy stuff in the mid-match, and one of the characters says, "I want all the things," when you buy upgrades. I'm like, oh, okay, wonderful. But it's actually endearing, and how corny it is. Voice acting is really cute. The sprites are really, really sharp. And it feels good. More than anything else, the reason I don't like other MOBAs, and I'm really picky with games in general, isn't because the art style is bad or the story is bad. It doesn't feel right. The controls don't grip me, but mm-hmm. Awesome Knots right there. It's perfect.
It's only the most important part of the video game.
Yeah. I think so. I don't want to... I mean, it's important as a medium, I feel it is, because it's how the player directly interacts with the media itself, mm-hmm. Which other medias obviously don't have. Shit, what was I going to say? I don't... whatever.
It sure. Actually looks like it's relatively intuitive. And
yeah, it's
simple.
Incredibly... So, mm-hmm. if assuming you're playing on a PC, which I totally encourage you to do, you can actually came out for PS4 and Xbox One.
Xbone, yeah.
And uh-huh. It's also PS3, X, whatever. Get the PC version. So the community
Steam.
Is. But it's mouse aiming, as you would in, like, a Worms game or something
oh,
like
cool.
that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you move your character with WASD. Mm-hmm. It's platformer. Every lane has two towers, or every map has two lanes with two towers in them, I think. But it's really good. Really strong. All the characters are very clearly defined. Their build orders are much simpler to understand because, like, items aren't universal. They're character specific. And they just did a big change to the game that I don't want to explain too much. That makes it even easier. And yeah, it's constantly getting patched. Really good game.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I totally.
Is it just like you, it's not none of that free to play bullshit. You just buy it and you have the game?
Yeah.
Very good.
They do have.
Are there hats? This
is no, there are skins. They're much cheaper than any other MOBA that I've ever seen. Like, you can get a skin which has completely new voice acted lines, completely new drawn. Again, these are sprites, so they're drawn, as opposed to a model which you just stick on the same skeleton. Mm. New voice lines, new animations, new particle effects for like $2.
That's cool. Yeah, I don't have any problem with any of that stuff. I was just wondering if there was any like gameplay lockdown stuff, like characters in League or whatever.
You unlock them by playing, but it takes maybe like 3 or 4 hours of playtime to unlock everything.
Oh, cool. That's awesome. Sounds great. That sounds very cool. I might have to check that out at some point.
Yeah, totally.
I've never been into any kind of MOBA anything, so maybe
it's a great introduction to the genre. I would say it's a great ending to the genre too, but I mean it doesn't
Awesome Knots just closed the book on the MOBA.
Frankly, it doesn't have the money behind it. Like,
so yeah, there you go.
Compared
like, fuck this international bullshit.
To be fair,
get your esports out of here.
You're not gonna fucking kill League of Legends or Dota 2.
And I don't want it to.
It's
healthy. Like the last game I really liked that was similar, oh my god, Bloodline Champions, which best PC game I've ever played. Bloodline Champions, even worse in terms of like having a community that didn't die because it was just like ruthlessly difficult to play well. But it, same thing as Awesome Knots. Amazing controls, incredibly intuitive. Played like a 2D isometric fighting game, team-based. A really weird description. But whatever, it was a great game.
That's
Look
cool.
it up, maybe play it, because I think it still exists technically. Ruined by horrible cash shop stuff because Funcom is a terrible company.
Oh yeah, sure is.
Publisher, not the actual
people. Not the developer.
Yeah,
not the people who made the game, the people who put it out.
Yeah, exactly.
Put it on shelves or digital storefronts.
I wish I could remember the name of it. It was an MMO, and it was like a horror genre MMO, sort of.
Oh, I know the one.
Ragnarok Online?
No.
How long ago was this, and did it have, like, guns?
Yeah, it was the one with the
guns. Was Hellgate London?
Yeah, you had to be thinking of Secret World.
Yeah,
Secret
World.
Okay.
Yeah, that was Funcom.
Okay.
Did they make
it
or publish
game?
It? I think they published
it.
I
think they published it.
Yeah.
It wasn't exactly a horror. It was like a mystery game.
Yeah.
It was modern horror.
It
was about like the Illuminati.
It was a bizarre
mysticism.
Kind of thing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was fairly recent. Is that still around or is that
it's
just
got
an expansion recently?
It exists.
I mean, most MMOs are free to play at this point except for like World of Warcraft.
Final Fantasy 14, boy.
Final Fantasy.
Got 2.3 million players right now.
Not bad.
And old games that aren't going free to play for some reason, like Final Fantasy 11, EverQuest.
Yep.
EverQuest still costs money.
It just got its 23rd expansion.
What?
Jesus.
It might be 21st, but I think it's 23rd.
Still way too much. Those numbers don't mean different things.
Also, by the way, if you look at like the graphics from it, the models horrible. The textures are great. I mean, they're not like great. They're like modern WoW, which is pretty good textures.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not mind blowing.
Adequate. Better than the models.
Yeah. Yeah, no, they get like this hand thing. I'm holding up like a hand with
Spock fingers.
Yeah. But like, yeah, it's bad.
Oh, okay.
So I mean, not that I'm encouraging anyone to play EverQuest anyway.
I never would.
Hearing that people still play EverQuest is like hearing that statistic about people that still get their internet from AOL Online.
Yeah.
Or
56K.
AOL Online at those ATM machines.
That's true.
I mean, if you have Schwann's.
That's crazy.
Well, but that's different, you know, that never mind.
I'm thinking like the milkman with the pointy hat and the white suit.
Oh, yeah, no, that's
the glass bottle.
That's
there
what
are
I was
other
suggesting.
Reasons to have a milkman.
Go on.
That's it.
You want to have
well.
Sex.
Same thing as the pool boy.
Yeah,
sometimes Phil gets lonely in the afternoons.
Sure.
And he needs a milkman to come pay him a visit.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I don't think that's weird, all right?
It really isn't.
Polyamory is the
flash
standard.
That voice acting, yeah.
Wrapped up in his strong, dairy-hoisting embrace.
The bosom of the milk
those
giver.
Crates weigh a lot, and you get strong.
It's true.
Welcome to Fanfic
so,
Cast.
Woo!
This come on, Fro's not here. Let's just enjoy it.
Right here.
Right.
Breathe it in.
It'll never be this good again.
No, we don't need to go back.
Okay.
The last thing that really has been going on with me and kind of the whole collective internet right now is Smash stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes. That's on the list. We can talk about that now if
yeah,
you guys want to.
Okay.
Unless, I don't want to like cut anyone off, but I'd be totally
no,
talk about Smash
go.
Brothers.
Yeah,
right
we'll
now.
Make it around the table anyway. That's
so,
fine.
I have an important point to make about it.
Well,
I was.
Okay, so for if for some reason people haven't heard.
I have an exact quote from Invent Hubs.
All right. Let us read it.
It's from Miyamoto himself. He said,
this has nothing to do with Smash.
Yeah,
this is in general. This
totally
is
off the page
here.
Yeah,
no, this is potentially.
Let's come back to it.
Yeah, I'll skip it.
I'm just sorry. Kidding. Sorry.
Fuck
no
it. Fuck it. Kyle's being a jerk. Right, fuck
yeah,
it.
Well, so
basically,
really
Miyamoto Smash
said,
roster leaked.
Sure.
Yep, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Let's be real.
Yeah.
Lots of Smash characters were unreal. This was from like an ESRB thing, I think.
Yeah, specifically what happened, the leaker was the person who prepared the demo reel for ESRB. It wasn't someone at the ESRB itself.
Right.
I just found that out.
Mm-hmm.
He's getting his dumbass sued right
he's
now.
He's not, actually.
Was that a rumor?
Yeah. He just came out, and maybe he's lying, but he just came out and said that he did not get sued. He obviously is not employed by Nintendo of America any longer, but he's not getting
fired.
Sued. Yeah.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, that's actually what I
think. I hope he lands on his feet.
I think that's the appropriate level of punishment. I've had a
so
big
too.
Discussion.
That's a pretty
yeah,
big breach of contract right there.
It is, but I mean, it. You know, if he has to declare bankruptcy and
sure,
be horrible
yeah.
forever, it's not like Nintendo's taking actual financial damage.
Well,
from
I remember
Pokemon,
when
so.
Pokemon XY came out, like somebody was selling it a week early, and they had their lawyers there within 6 hours to shut
yeah,
it down.
But
but they didn't get like sued really. They might have been.
It's
probably if they didn't obey,
yeah.
and they're like, "No, we're
yeah.
gonna keep selling it."
For retailers, I think they're just weird. Like you could get fined some like
right,
X number of dollars if you get
like
caught selling stuff before the release date
were,
or whatever.
I mean, the retailers aren't exactly under contract to not, you know, release information about it.
Yeah. Sure, yeah, information and stuff is totally different. But yeah, I agree. I think it would be crazy if he got like sued into the ground or something like. Right. One, it would be nuts for something to have like part of their life ruined over like leaking
mm-hmm.
video game
yeah.
information, and like. From a logistical standpoint, like Nintendo doesn't really gain anything from a PR perspective
no.
from like actually,
and they're not getting any money from it.
No, and crushing someone for leaking information isn't would be really bad for PR.
And the most Nintendo thing ever.
It, absolutely. I mean, especially after you know the whole Evo 2013 event, or
that was unreal.
Going
that was pretty
funny. A long way
of them
yeah.
like the day before trying to shut down Smash Brothers. But
yep.
they're I mean they're a lot better than them. But that doesn't make it. That doesn't mean that it would be.
People.
It's the same people, and I wouldn't put it past them to try to, you know, tear someone down.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that they're not at this point, it's a smart move.
I mean, there's always companies that have no problem suing a 14-year-old girl for downloading an MP3 of Smells Like Teen Spirit for $80 million.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I love all those 14-year-old girls for listening to Smells Like Teen
yeah.
Spirit.
Shout out to 14-year-old Kyle McGrath.
Yeah.
Smells Like Teen Spirit.
Yeah. If you're out there, please like, comment, and subscribe to this podcast.
Right in our target demo.
Yeah, exactly. You know. I remember the kids, their damn Nirvana songs.
So here comes the spoilers. The character roster, by the way. Lucas is not coming back.
At least
who,
not.
Who else is
he
not
wasn't in
coming
this
back?
Wolf,
Ice Wolf,
Climbers.
Yeah, Ice Climbers and
okay.
Lucas were absent.
Everyone else
who was ones.
I think that's
so
it.
The characters that did get leaked that are coming back to the game that weren't previously known, like returning characters from old games include Dr. Mario, Falco, Ganondorf, Jigglypuff, Mr. Game & Watch,
Wario.
Ness, Rob, and Wario. And the new characters were Bowser Jr., Dark Pit, Shulk. I said it correctly.
She-Hulk.
Yeah, She-Hulk. Yeah. And the Duck Hunt dog. So that's something. Yeah,
that's every GameFAQs spoilers dream right there to have the Duck Hunt dog.
GameFAQs is blowing up right now.
Has the Duck Hunt dog ever won like a GameFAQs character battle? Like,
they still do those. I remember that from.
Why do they not go to GameFAQs? Ask me anything about what they do on GameFAQs. Does that site still exist? Probably.
I have an answer for you.
Cloud vs. Link.
Smash Brothers lost rosters. Because I think that might have been where it leaked first.
I believe that. It's entirely possible.
One of those dark corners of the internet.
Mm-hmm. So did you guys see any of the actual video footage of these characters? Because I only saw like a tiny bit of Bowser Jr. and then like all the other shit was taken down by the time I got
to it. Was only like 2 minutes of footage all told, but it had Bowser Jr. in a little Koopa Clown car shooting bowling balls out of the Koopa Clown mouth.
It was a cannon.
It was strange, but it was really
fun.
I think I might actually really like that character. He looks like he might have some mobility projectiles.
I've heard speculation that he might be a Diddy Kong clone?
What?
That's weird.
I don't know. I didn't see any of the footage, but from some of the leaky stuff
I saw,
that I've seen,
like Bowser Jr.
I don't know what exactly that meant. I heard no real
people
like facts backing
clone
that.
Around a lot,
but
don't really.
I don't know. Mm-hmm.
I appreciate the offer, but I don't think that's correct from the footage.
It didn't seem like it didn't sound correct when I was thinking of him.
Something that someone posted on a message board.
One thing that is really cool about him is it looks like you'll be able to play as any of the Koopalings.
Right.
Instead of all
the new colors,
we
have
Von Koopa.
Right.
Wendy.
So we're not pulling a Mario Kart 8 and having all of them as individual characters?
No.
Exactly.
Good.
No, not good.
Can we play how many of the Koopa kids can we name? Can we name them all?
Yes.
We probably can.
Wow.
Iggy, Roy, Morton, Wendy.
Marth.
Ludwig.
That threw me off. I know I missed one here.
Can you say
Lemmy. Wendy O.
Wendy
got
was already
Wendy.
Got.
You already got Wendy. Is that all of them?
I think you said Roy and Morton.
Yeah, there were seven, weren't there?
Yeah, seven.
Morton.
I think we got
Morton.
It.
Sounds like we got all of them. No one here is actually counting.
Yeah.
So.
I don't
after
really
that count after Mark.
Yep. Yeah, Marth really threw a mention there, as usual.
Up in everyone's business.
Now I'm picturing that glorious hair on the Koopa kids.
And the tiara.
Someone make that, please.
Yep.
Yeah, all of our listeners that are quality artists and Photoshopists, can you get right on that, please?
Mm-hmm.
That's you, Pickens.
Just draw everything we
Pickens.
Do it up. Shoutouts to Pickens for being a Photoshop artist.
For being a Photoshop artist?
Yeah, the other characters all look pretty exciting. I think bringing back Dr. Mario is kind of a weird decision.
Definitely unexpected.
I don't dislike it, just because he was cool. But
sure. Now we get to find out if Dr. Mario is going to have Flood.
I hope so.
Yeah. I think he should have Flood, but it shoots out like cough syrup.
Why not shooting out morphine to completely disable all of his opponents?
Taking it a step too far, Brian.
Mm-hmm. He'll have Snake's giant gun from Project M.
Alright. Dr. Mario putting him down.
He just has Snake's moveset.
That'll be his intro.
He like buries a pill.
Dr. Mario puts him down.
Kids to bed.
Show him alongside the Duck Hunt.
Dang.
That's cold.
But yeah, that stuff should all be cool. I mean, that game. Thanks, Kyle. Mark
that
it.
That the first one.
Yeah, we had a. Phil made sure we had plenty of cans being opened in the previous episode, so that'll work out fine.
It caught me off guard when you did it. I was like, time warp.
I needed to pick me up after that last part.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, that seems like a pretty decent roster for that game. So, I mean, I guess we'll know for real. Like,
no one is fully satisfied.
Yeah, right.
Everybody's completely disappointed.
Except for the Ridley lovers, they just wanted Ridley.
And the Waluigi people.
Well, those people were out.
I mean, it was already announced, yeah.
Gino.
Come on, man.
Oh,
that's below the belt.
That's the lowest of the low.
Have people even still said that? Like,
yeah,
in this modern game?
I've never heard people say
never
it.
Give up the dream? Because I remember that being a big thing when Brawl was coming out. It's like, we want Gino in it. Which I would be fine with, but, I mean, I understand that that's not going to happen.
Square is never giving that up.
Yeah,
I want
no.
Adia from Bravely Default.
That is unacceptable!
Unacceptable!
Oh, that was Angus.
Yeah, exactly. There's a reason I didn't say that character.
Yeah.
I did the reference.
I just want it so we can get like the asterisk theme for a level.
That's the third party character that nobody wants.
I want. Yeah.
Nobody else wants.
Ring a bell. Ring a bell.
Just first party.
He's like second
party. He is actually second party.
Yeah. Just nobody plays even.
Yeah.
No,
Shulk's career.
Why don't we have Beautiful Joe?
He'd fit
in that other game.
Yeah. Beautiful Joe would actually be really good.
Having any Marvel versus Capcom characters in
the dog
would be really weird.
Good thing Mega Man was available.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's not doing anything else, man. Tell me something else that
a
Mega Man's got going on.
Well, I'll tell you
what. He's just sitting by the phone waiting for it to ring.
Makes a nice punching bag.
Well, guys, you got to remember, Mega Man and Pac-Man were both in the PlayStation 4 version of Street Fighter Cross Tekken.
This is true.
So they, I guess
this
it was an
true.
Easy transition.
That is technically true.
Mm-hmm.
They were both fucking ugly, though.
Well, the Mega Man was based off of the NES.
The boxer.
Yeah,
Mega Man.
Boxer Mega Man with the
Pac-Man. I don't know, it was just like a gross guy in a robo suit or something.
He was just Pac-Man, but he was riding a tree robot creature.
It was Mokujin's head.
You know, just like in that old arcade game.
From Tekken.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
It's classic.
Yep.
Classic Pac-Man.
Classic Pac-Man.
Oh my gosh.
Speaking of Smash and leaks and stuff, Famitsu, is that the magazine?
That is a Japanese video game publication.
Yeah, that's the one. They've been doing, I think, a weekly thing where they show off one or two new characters. Not new characters, but like in-depth looks at different characters. And like
what their moves do and stuff.
Yeah, it turns out Pikachu's new down B is Blanka's lightning, which is all kinds of amazing. That's his main one. I mean, one of his alternates is...
Oh, that's right.
It powers him up, and it makes him do, like, lightning effects.
So
if you walk into, you take damage.
That's cool.
Oh,
I think it's called... Yeah, I think it's called Discharge. So, yeah. And his other one is Grand Thunder,
like 30%
where it's the same Thunder move, but it starts higher than the screen, and the, like, max killing point of it is at the top of it instead of where Pikachu is, where it is in regular Thunder.
So it's good for getting star KOs.
Yeah. By the way, I'm actually crazy hype about character customization. I know that's a mixed opinion.
It's hard for like our group because we play like in a competitive sense.
But like, I think we can do that
anyway,
in my opinion.
What?
Especially because Mii Fighter isn't actually a character you can play as without enabling customization, which is the dumbest thing in the world. There's three unique movesets, but oh my god, whatever.
Maybe there are guarantees that they won't be legal in tournament play.
It doesn't guarantee it.
All but...
Oh. People can't pick random anyway, so you just have
they
to type it. I guess they...
My tournament character...
I mean, it's one of those things that never happens, but...
Yeah, it's not a good idea.
Somebody wants to go out and style.
And all it does is it replaces the random button, so like if you just click that, then... I mean, it's not like going to customization suddenly makes everything on the system that is customized kick in. I think it lets you like pick custom characters at that point, so... If I don't know, maybe
my dream of winning a Smash Bros. Tournament with Hitler has just been destroyed.
It's real sad.
To be fair, if the customization, like say on the 3DS version, like if it's not horribly unbalanced, the things you can do to characters, like in terms of move customization, then it could be a viable.
I think the biggest concern is that it just will take too long to set up custom things every single round.
Right. Well, that's what I was saying on 3DS. If you could bring your own system, then you could potentially actually, you know,
that's true.
And have it go pretty fast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So how well those gems worked out for Street Fighter Cross Tekken?
Yeah, gems.
People still love that game.
Right.
That was just like
Street Fighter Cross Tekken second
stuff,
reference
whatever.
In this podcast.
That's right.
Somehow.
Pockin, that's coming.
Pockin's gonna get a lot of play from people sitting
Pokin.
At this table.
Probably.
I guess. And I'm gonna keep calling it Pockin, but I don't know if that's its official pronunciation.
Pokin.
It's supposed to be like Tekken.
Yeah, I was saying, for the uninitiated, speaking of other stuff that was going on, so Namco Bandai announced they're making a Pokemon-based, like, Tekken-like fighter, which has jumping and fireballs and Lucario and Machamp.
I think that's a poor choice for fighters, because that Machamp would just destroy that Lucario.
Oh, God. Effective moves left and right.
He can't punch, though.
One dynamic punch, it's over.
No guard.
He's not going to get one shot.
You had said, Lorraine, you saw a thing that said it wasn't necessarily going to be all fighting Pokemon.
No, I saw that too.
I think it wouldn't be. They've confirmed that it's not all fighting type
Pokemon.
Yeah.
But
I would bet there's going to be quite a few
fighting
Pokemon.
If I can't play as Wooper, I don't
know. Unsubscribe.
Yeah, that's right.
Wobbuffet, you just like slide him back and forth. And
I feel like making like Tekken the default for it seems kind of weird.
I
understand that like the company making it is Namco, so like duh.
Well, one of the things with that is you know, the Tekken team is the team that's currently developing Smash 4.
Yeah, that's
right.
What I meant.
Yeah,
but
thank
you pack that.
It's
Tekken is a hard
like, yeah, Tekken is incredibly hard. Like, if you look at the move list of Tekken characters, that's the hundreds of moves. Like, oftentimes,
just like talking
Pokemon
about earlier,
hundreds of moves.
Yeah, they're the perfect
fighting game.
Well,
yeah, it's incredibly complicated. And even at like a casual level, like I feel button mashing in Tekken just isn't as like easy, rewarding maybe as it is in
Street
more traditional 2D fighters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Ares, the top Tekken player from SoCal, he said that it takes about 3 Tekken releases to actually be good at Tekken. So it's like I definitely see what you're saying, where you're coming from with that. But that's if they make
Nintendo, if they make it as hard as they made Mario.
And I'm not even talking necessarily at like a competitive level. I just think like for casual people, which I think is the target audience for that game. Yeah, it's like we'll see what happens though. It's going to sell like hotcakes because it's a Pokemon game.
Oh,
anyway,
sure.
But
yeah, they'll probably simplify it a little bit.
Isn't
that kind of like what they did with Street Fighter Cross Tekken?
Simplify it?
No,
not really.
I don't know enough about fighting games.
The game, if any character is Street Fighter inputs.
If anything, that game was too complicated just by the number of systems that were in it.
Yeah.
Because, like, there was
gems.
The
format
right.
Gems.
I mean, the idea was that they wanted to simplify it and make it easy, make it intuitive.
Mm-hmm.
But they did exactly the opposite is what ended up happening. And
good.
It was kind of just dumb.
Because they did simplify a couple things, because they had the weird, like, custom combo thing where you could push 2 buttons and just, like, do stuff.
Oh, God, that was bad.
They put the Magic series in that game for everybody, right? Where you could just do like light, medium, heavy links and launcher and then just go nuts.
Yeah.
Street Fighter Cross Tekken. That game had promise. It's a real shame.
I remember everybody was really big on that for about a week.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
And it was like never heard from again.
Yes, Phil.
As a little bit of a background to our group, pretty much everybody here plays some fighting game at a fairly competitive level or has at some point.
Yep.
For about half the table, it's Project M. And we've got some Street Fighter and Marvel vs.
Yeah, I definitely still play Street Fighter. Not well. Brian plays Street Fighter well.
And for anyone who's never played Project M, don't stop listening to us and go download it right now.
It's like Smash Brothers.
It's more entertaining than
enjoy
us.
A much better game with Mewtwo.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's like if Smash Brothers stuff. Brawl were better in every way.
Yeah, basically. not to start that old internet argument about Brawl versus Melee, but...
It's not even Brawl versus Melee. It's just Project M.
Yeah,
it's better than
Brawl.
It used to be Brawl.
And it doesn't even feel that much like Melee.
No.
It's its own monster.
Yeah.
And that's it's really good for that. It's good that it's its own being and not so much a...
They're not trying to strictly emulate Melee. They're just tweaking the game to make it more like the community.
What Brawl could have been.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
The Brawl that never was.
Exactly.
Project M.
Oh, yeah.
And now we get Smash 4.
Yeah.
Who knows how that will turn out.
It should be good.
Tempered expectations all
so
around.
Yeah,
Since we've been bullshitting about everything for a while... Phil, what did you do this week?
We're still doing
circle
that.
Back
we
around.
Went way back here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Last night, I had a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah.
Gabe and our friend Mike came over. And
also my landlord.
Played,
yes, Mike.
True enough.
Lord Mike.
Important information.
Lord
And we played Mario Party. Mario Party 2, to be exact. I don't know why we chose 2 over 1, but we did.
2 is better.
Because
you
wanted to melt your
costumes.
You
didn't want to melt our palms.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's no... We didn't have any extra socks to put on our hands.
That's right.
Not
I already burned
sock
holes in all of them.
You have, like, your fingerless hobo gloves.
You can
really
order
right.
one of those from Nintendo Power.
Say there was an official one.
Yeah.
It had a toad on it.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Right here. I never got one, but I always wanted one.
Yep. I remember the ones that they sent out, like the redemption ones, like that whole thing being hilarious when they were like sending them out because people were hurting their hands for free or whatever.
I definitely remember not having one.
Yeah, because they put like in like
hand.
The little thing
know.
That they like.
The
I remember if it was like an announcement at Nintendo Power, they ended up like sending things to people's houses or something. They said specifically like, "Look, you don't want this. Like, this isn't special. It doesn't say Nintendo on it. There's Mario is not involved. Like, there's nothing special about this. So if your hand is not damaged, don't order one." It was just a really weird, like, we're legally obligated to, like, make sure your hand doesn't burn through, but, like, this isn't collectible, so don't.
From the predecessor to the Wiimote wrist strap by, like, 10 years.
I mean, I still have, like, fucking little grooves in
my
palm from it.
My hand still hurts.
And I haven't even done that in 10 years.
Making me look at my hands right now.
You wanted to make that mechanical Shy Guy fly as far as he could.
That's what I thought of, too, because that's the hardest thing in
the
game. The
tug of war.
The tug of war
two people against each other.
No,
I remember like a rowing game.
The Shy Guy you did for like a whole minute.
Yeah, it was really long time.
And it was either actually impossible or just so hard.
The tug of war just went until one side gave up.
That's true. I forgot about that.
Eventually, you know, burn a hole in your hand. Like, whoever, it's not worth it.
That's
you
just first blood right there.
Yeah, so literally, first blood. One time I made my hand bleed playing that minigame.
I definitely got blisters. I don't know if I ever literally drew blood.
Well, I got a blister, and then I popped it. At the same time.
Whose fault is that?
And then kept going.
Exactly.
Well, if you hit that minigame again and you popped it the second time, you're still spinning.
I don't have any pictures of that.
Screaming as he wins. Like, come on, Mario!
So were there any particular highlights of your guys' Mario Party game? Like, what
Lots
was the...
yelling.
Mario Party's always a roller coaster of emotion.
That is 100% fact.
But it shouldn't be, because you should know going ahead into it that it's going to be 100% bullcrap from start to finish.
Oh, yeah. So true.
Kyle lost, by the way.
I did lose, since we couldn't tell.
The first five turns were really rough for me. Gabe was annihilating me in multiple ways, but
yep.
I pulled it out.
Stealing those coins.
Yeah, how many turns did you play? Did you play 25?
I
said 50.
Yeah, we were
going to do it.
Quick
oh,
to
God,
yeah,
that's
that would have taken days.
We were trying to cut
or
down.
An hour and a half.
Yeah, it might have taken out longer than that.
One or more.
It took
40
minutes for
20. Okay.
At one point, it was really close and nearing the end of the game, and Gabe was down by a star and just landed on a spot that decided to randomly give him a star.
Box shows up and he hits it with his head and like, oh, you get a star!
Blocks or something.
Meanwhile,
I've
been on the other
really
corner
good
of the board just trying to scrape together 20 coins for an hour.
It was infuriating.
Oh, yeah.
Momentarily infuriating.
That's how you put your top player at Mario Party. By randomly getting a star.
The first turn of the game, I think I got random 20 coins.
You did.
Or something like that. They disappeared almost instantly. Because
I stole them twice in the
yes,
same
you
turn.
Did. Yes,
aww,
you did.
That's rather rude.
He was
winning.
We usually don't play games like that for reasons like
no
that. Just, we can't stand
but,
all this
but,
dumb crap happening.
If we were going to play Mario Party, we'd go all in on the rule set. So no one was allowed to check their map. Nobody had played, obviously, in 10 or 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
Probably more than that. And the minigames, none of us checked the rules.
Nope,
so
no reading, basically.
Which led to a lot of pretty funny things
readings
happening.
Yeah, there are a lot of games where everyone immediately lost
we
and no one got anything.
The ghost ate everybody instantly.
Movement in Mario Party is not always intuitive.
No.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes you hit A, sometimes you hold forward, sometimes you alternate A and B, sometimes you hit A and B, sometimes you hit B, sometimes you don't hit anything and your character starts moving.
It's completely inconsistent.
Yep. I like that, though. That's a good like set of house rules to play Mario Party with, because it puts
definitely
people on... Like, it speeds up the game, which the game
mm-hmm
needs.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you want it
yeah
to go a little faster than it does if everyone it's like, oh, I gotta see where's
yeah,
the
always
where's
that
the
one guy
space
that looks at the
happening
map and like, where can I go?
Yeah, exactly.
I have to optimize my
we had to
do
our practice round. There's nothing
game
more fun than
mm-hmm
like four people in a room and one of them is staring at the map for like 40 right seconds at a time trying
and
to figure out what.
Roll your die, land on your blue square, and get your three coins so it can be my turn already.
Like circles.
Yep. Oh yeah.
Steal
yeah
my coins.
And the game also had individual mini games to get items. So
yeah
sometimes
mm-hmm
turns took like
oh
3 minutes,
right,
even with us
that's
trying to fly through turns.
Mm-hmm.
It was fun, but I don't necessarily recommend
no
it.
I can never recommend anyone to play Mario Party.
I want to play
against my religion, basically.
If you want to see Wizard Bowser, this is probably the best way to do
oh, that's
it.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Pickens again. He just got that taken care of for you.
Wizard
yes
Bowser.
Pickens, we're calling on you for a lot.
Don't let us down.
A
don't
screenshot
down
of Wizard
man
Bowser. Yep. Maybe I'll put that as the image for this one. I don't think I ever put the other, like, I have to
no
do the
we can put
stuff
our Legos up, too, as images.
Yeah.
I love this thing.
So one thing we just did, we busted out a 45.5-pound collection of Legos
mm-hmm
that haven't been used in at least a decade, probably more than
we're really reliving the early 90s here today.
Yeah, today it is basically.
All we could have done is, like, the only thing that could have made it better is if we would have put Rocco's on.
Yeah.
Sure.
Rocco's
oh
Modern
man
Life.
I mean, we were watching a Simpsons marathon.
That's yeah,
true.
True. Yeah. It would have just been another take on it.
Mm-hmm.
But
another
came
angle
up, we came up with some pretty creative and interesting
mm-hmm
Lego monstrosities.
Constructions.
Which will all end up on images.
Yeah,
if
hopefully
Dusty
we just post a picture of these things,
because
I can't really
or
describe
not
this
yeah,
beautiful
we'll see what
creation
happens.
In front
put
of
something
me
somewhere.
Yeah.
There's no
point
the mobile Smogon oppression palace.
Oh, yeah.
Featuring Chief
it's
Wiggum.
It's got Chief Wiggum eating Legos and Smogon, or
coughing.
German coughing.
There you go.
Eating Yoda and another guy with tentacle arms. It's really a sight to behold.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, maybe I'll even put them on a post on the front page of the site.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
Or
here's
like
some
Facebook page.
Or yeah,
mm-hmm,
we'll put them up somewhere.
Put
somewhere
drive some traffic.
Somewhere in the show notes, there'll be a link to where you can see our amazing Lego monstrosities.
Mm-hmm.
Legos are good. Guys, like I don't care how old you are, I don't care your race, creed, or religion. Like Legos are okay.
A+.
Can you buy like just Legos anymore? Or do they have to be like the Guardians of the Galaxy?
You can.
And you, like,
I mean, I would still just tell people to just go to garage sales until you find them.
Yeah, totally.
There's a website that buys them by the pound, and I'm sure that you could buy some from them.
Awesome. I wonder how much
45
pounds.
How much plastic gold are we sitting on?
For a pound, I mean?
Per pound.
Yeah,
sounds right. Not worth it.
Because that's what you would want. Because, like, you got, Lorraine, you got.
My dad, I think it was for either my birthday last year or Christmas last year, got me, like, it looked like basically like a Lego starter kit. It just had, like, a simple instruction book and just a bunch of random pieces. And it was, I mean, it wasn't very big. It was maybe, like, 8 inches by, like, maybe a foot. That's being a
lot. Damn it, Fro.
We're blaming Fro for
the
that.
Froze in the moon. My God.
He's being channeled through his brother.
Question. Did you say last year your dad bought this?
Yes.
That is awesome.
I know, right?
I think I had mentioned randomly at one point that I wanted Legos, and he was like, okay.
Took it to heart.
And it was within the context of, like, there was that traveling Lego, like, exhibit with all the fancy Lego structures that had just been at the Henry Ford Museum, and we went to see that.
Yeah, I wanted to go see that. I didn't.
We have the guest of honor here.
Oh man, that was perfect.
That
was pretty boy. He is the most gorgeous animal.
Boy.
He's got like anime cat eyes. So it might be a genetic disease.
He's probably dying.
Do you guys want to hear the best idea that I had? The best idea I've had in like the last month, maybe the last year, or my entire life.
Yes.
Was
bold.
For some reason, me and my roommates were on the topic of anime body pillows. And,
the second time that's come up today.
And so we had this bright idea of, this is strictly in an ironic manner. We don't want anyone that's actually really into these.
Mm-hmm. Purely academic.
But, no, the idea is it's called a waifu elephant party.
Whoa.
Like a white elephant party, but with anime body pillows.
Oh, God.
Only.
Oh.
Ironically.
Yeah. Exactly.
Hey. Shout out to Fresco.
Second time that's come to this.
Anyway, Phil, what have you
been
up to?
Well, I'm done. I've talked
about you.
Dustin, what have you been up to?
Nonsense. I've been working on stuff a lot. The thing I realized about doing the show that I'm going to have to step up my game on is, like, actually playing some video games at some point
eventually.
Ever. Oh, yeah.
Because, like, at this point, I guess I'll still be able to live vicariously with through everyone else.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be like an Alcoholics Anonymous attendee of video games. Just like, Bill.
It's been 10 years.
Play these SNES games and let me watch. Just tell me how they feel.
You won't have to ask twice.
Yeah, I mean, like, I was looking at this list of notable releases that Dustin gave me and I was like, the fuck is this shit? I haven't played any of these in years. They're like ports, or they're things that I don't care about mostly because I've never thought to care.
We'll get to some of that stuff. But yeah, I haven't been playing too many video games. Like, I played a little bit of Hearthstone. Like, I've just kind of been doing that every week.
Entertaining or anything?
I like it. It's the perfect. The thing about it that is perfect is, like, it's challenging enough that it's not like totally useless. Like, it'll engage you a little bit.
Other mobile games.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, but at the same time, it also requires no like lead up. Because like I can pick up Hearthstone and play like a couple games. It'll take like a half an hour, and I need like no spin up time to do that, and I'll go do something else. Whereas like to play like a real like quote unquote for real video game, like something with a story and like more complicated controls and stuff, it takes me about that long just to like get back into the swing of things, like to get into like the mode of like, all right, I gotta go through this area and kill these guys and get to the end of the level or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's really good to just, like, slow your mind down, not necessarily turn it off, and just kind of, like, crap out a couple of games in between doing other things.
Mm-hmm.
Like, recompile my thought process. And
so do you consider this more of a card game or a video game, though?
Oh, it's 100% like a card game.
Okay.
Like, it is technically a video game, but, I mean, it's basically just, like, Magic for babies. Like,
yeah. Just like the old WoW game.
Yeah, exactly.
It's even slightly more baby than that.
Yeah. So it is, like, there are even, like, some cards that if they're not directly taken from the old game, they're very similar.
Sure, yeah.
A lot of the art is. Like, maybe all of the art assets are taken directly from the old game.
I played a few games of Hearthstone in the past, and it's definitely what Dustin's describing. I mean, you don't even have to lay resources on the table. Don't they just accrue over turns?
Every turn you gain a new mana.
I actually prefer that.
Yeah, I actually like that a lot, too.
I
think that's a really good, like, streamlining thing.
I actually liked WoW TCG's,
resource system.
Quest cards. Yeah, it was like, in Magic the Gathering, you know, you play your land cards, and you use them to generate mana. in WoW, you could play any card from your hand face down, and it basically became a land that generated mana. But certain cards in your deck were quests that if you played them, they remain face up, and they give you a bonus later, basically.
Yeah, or you can use them once to do like a
just
effect
a way
when
to
you
prevent,
flip them or whatever.
Right. Prevent anyone from ever getting mana screwed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because as far as like random curve games go, like Versus was like that too, right? Where
yeah,
you could just play anything
any
face down if you just need
you
a resource,
like,
but you could also
play
plot twists or whatever. No, plot twists were like the spells, right?
I don't know.
Plot twists were like
events,
but yeah.
Versus was
dumb. Now, guys, that brings me to a
point.
Yeah, we
can talk about Versus coming back.
Yeah, Versus might be coming back.
Sure.
Right.
I'd preface
it
with might. Well, there are a few big glaring problems. One, they want to license it as an LCG. They were releasing the product at Gen Con labeled as an LCG without calling for the reservation trademark of the term LCG, which
another
is
company
owned
tends to own it.
By Fantasy Flight
Games.
Flight,
yeah.
And with that being said...
Good old Upper Deck.
Yeah, it was an Upper Deck decision. And with that being said, the representatives there, from what I heard, were saying that they were going to... they were selling it to see if... to give it a try and see if they'll bring it back.
Mm-hmm.
Is
yeah.
how they put it. So they might have just been doing a quick cash grab.
Because
they could have sold all of those for $15-$20 a piece and just made a killing.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And,
sure.
And then, you know, see a cease and desist a week later and then not care about it.
The next game.
All that's done.
Yeah.
Yep.
Sure. And for the record, like for the uninitiated, back in the day, basically, Versus System was a. When did that come out? Like 2005, 2006?
I was going to say 4.
Yeah, 2004.
Okay. So it was a collectible card game, like in the vein of Magic the Gathering, where you would like play character cards, and it had a curve where sort of like as the game went on, you could play progressively larger and more powerful cards.
The laziest card game design.
Sure. Yeah. And it was based in like comic book properties. So it started off with Marvel Comics, mm-hmm. and then like a set or two later, they got DC. And mm-hmm. the game died. Like it had this big competitive community, but like ultimately they
threw
couldn't
all kinds of money at
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
huge pro tour circuits with giant prizes.
Mm-hmm. Ultimately, Upper Deck couldn't support it, and the game died out after a couple of years.
Yeah, the housing recession hit, and that basically killed all major or all non-major card games for a while.
Upper Deck also had a lot of other problems.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. they lost all of their licenses. Some of them due to other copyright problems.
Was Yu-Gi-Oh one of the licenses that they carried for a while?
They kept printing Yu-Gi-Oh cards.
Yu-Gi-Oh was basically the thing that allowed them to do Versus in the first place.
Yeah.
And then when that stuff kind of fell through.
Were they still releasing cards after Konami took
for a little while? And they got sued for making counterfeit cards.
And they made baseball cards, and they lost the license to do that as well.
Not through any fault of their own.
No, they just lost, but they continued printing them.
Did they?
But they took off the team's logos and MLB names.
And, you know,
they still got sued for that.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, it's because they were printing
they're
likenesses.
Still printing MLB
they were probably going to get out.
They didn't have the players' rights either.
Maybe.
You can still get the players' rights without the league rights.
Right.
Yeah.
Huh. All I know is they got sued for it.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me.
And then they lost the WoW TCG like immediately after that.
Oh, yeah,
so UDE
was
self-destructed.
Yeah.
Because
Cryptozoic just started making that themselves.
I thought they'd gone out of business entirely after the old Yu-Gi-Oh thing.
Right. And then they released, like, Superhero Squad, the card game.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, UDE did.
That was short-lived.
Yeah.
Sure was. Like
set.
Yep.
Oh, man. Game seemed all right though,
okay.
We tried it out like whenever
it looked fun,
year or two back.
It
had
fun,
issues,
but certainly not balanced or competitive.
Yeah.
Played fast.
Yeah, played fast.
If you hit
satisfying sometimes.
If you hit your energy ups every turn, it would go fast.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it would drag if you didn't hit your curve. So similar problems.
So yeah, we'll see how that revival goes, if at all. Like if that actually still ends up coming back or not. Because, like, the stuff they were showing off at Gen Con was just, like, they had Marvel stuff back and, like, Aliens movie franchise characters for some fucking reason.
What it was is in the box, because, like, I fucking spent, like, 3 hours researching this bullshit.
It sounded like it yielded some real fruit.
But it was basically just the X-Men set re-released is all that it was. So, all reprint cards.
Even the images
there was,
were the same.
Literally.
Yeah, I think a few of the cards had template redesigns.
The templates themselves did look different than those original versions.
Yeah, but it was still everything was the same. The only things that were different was it was labeled LCG instead of TCG or CCG, and then it had a different template design.
And you aren't allowed to use the original cards despite being identical.
Yep.
If in a tournament setting, you would have to buy the new ones.
They have different card bags.
Right, there you go.
Yep. So, That's a way to justify it, even with sleeves. The word even the slightest grab. Bit translucent.
Well, yeah, most people are just assuming that this is just a very transparent hack job.
Right.
That's what it has a lot of potential to be. And, I mean, who says they even have the rights to run any kind of Marvel property at this point?
So well, if they didn't, I think that's a pretty
yeah, they've already
discussion.
Got for Legendary.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
They make Legendary.
Yeah, they do Legendary, so. Yeah, they got it.
Sure. I guess we'll see if anything comes from that. I don't know that I would end up playing it anyway, but it's definitely interesting that it's coming back. If it ultimately makes it to like store shelves for real.
If it does and they have decent OP and any kind of reasonable prize pool,
I
consider
it.
I'll play
DBZ instead.
Well, I mean, as an LCG, you only have to pay, what,
I never liked the original
game. Outright?
Yeah, I didn't like the original that much.
But yeah, that's just...
Thank
you, Brian. Thank
you again. It runs in the family.
So that's what's good going on in the world of card games. Hearthstone is still cool, like, ultimately, to bring that back around. Like, I think it's an okay thing. Like, the production values are really high. That's maybe, the most notable thing about it is, like, the card animations look really cool. Like, the sound design is really well done. Each card makes, like, its own specific, like, weird random noises or, like, has little snippets of voice when you play it.
Viscerally enjoyable.
Yeah, it's a very well-made thing for what it is. And I like it. It's a good way to pass a little bit of time.
Mm-hmm.
What else have I been doing? Not a whole lot. Watched some of The Simpsons. We already talked about that.
Yeah.
Played a little bit of Fire Emblem Awakening.
Yeah,
I'm like halfway through.
Really?
And that should tell you like about where I'm at.
Yeah, you missed out on
video game wise, because I bought that game when it came out like last February or whatever it was.
I played it a few months after.
Yeah, she played my copy to completion
and then gave it back to her.
And I started playing it again.
Did not miss it.
And I'm at the point. Like I said, I think I'm about halfway through where you just get to the other continents. You get your spoilers. You find out that Marth is your daughter, and then all the time travel stuff starts coming out.
I knew Marth was a girl.
Whoa.
Yep. And you have to go start messing shit up overseas. So I'll still keep playing that. I like that game a lot. I've liked Fire Emblem games in the past a lot, but I like that game.
It's probably my favorite one.
Mm-hmm. It goes, they do a lot of stuff, they take the Fire Emblem formula and add good things to it.
Did you play the DS one, the Shadow Dragon? It was a remake of the first one.
A little bit. I didn't finish it.
Boring. Boring.
I played
it.
Was
an NES game, wasn't it?
It was the
original
Fire
Emblem.
No, I know
ago.
That.
But they remade it for the DS, and it was supposed to be fun.
I know. Yeah, but the game itself originally was a Famicom game
back
in the day.
And this country sold 200 copies, so they didn't ever release the sequel in this country.
Not very many.
No, it was.
Ain't
a lot.
They never came overseas before, like the Game Boy Advance ones, right?
There were three for the Game Boy Advance.
Yeah.
The first one never made it over here, which was ironically the game with Roy in it. And the first
then
one.
Ellwood
was
and Lynn.
Ellwood, yes.
And
they were
Hector.
Yeah.
They were
in
that was the
Fire
first
Emblem.
One I played. I still haven't beaten that
Fire
game.
Fire Emblem 7.
I
whooped
that game's ass.
Anyone who's curious.
I whooped that game's ass.
It's a fun game.
You can't beat the last level where all the bosses just come rushing out of the
corner.
Oh, you just got kicked in the nuts.
You just gotta have your older sibling do it for you.
She has. I think she actually did beat it.
See?
So.
Didn't even know that.
That's how it works.
No, her. She personally beat it. Not on my file, though.
Right.
Very cool.
She was always way into more into Fire Emblem than I was.
That game's neat. Yeah.
Sounds like everyone had a good gaming-related week.
I haven't even talked yet.
We're right, Gabe. Just skip her over entirely.
Damn.
What have you been playing, Lorraine?
No, you're not. You have one more story. It's kind of like
we can share it.
Story.
So you start with the other thing that I was going to say.
Segue.
Okay, so this past it was last weekend, right?
Yeah.
Last weekend, we were out running some errands and came across some old Disney movies. I think it was Tarzan and Hercules in particular on Blu-ray.
Yeah.
And
so I'm still on a quest to re-up on all those and get them in a digital form just because I want
VHS.
VHS tapes are terrible, and I wanted to kind of rebuild the. Like the classic
Disney Magic Library.
Yeah, exactly.
Before it goes in the vault.
Before they go in the vault.
That's
right.
Gotta hurry.
Oh,
but I gotta get that shit before they put it in the Disney vault.
Shout
out
to the vault.
I have the Lion King Diamond Edition.
Ooh.
Before it goes in the vault.
Dang.
There's like four discs in it, including
never be released again.
Including the 3D one that no one would ever want. I should just throw that in the garbage. I should have just taken it right out of the case and put it in the trash. Technically.
That new one, it's technically. I accidentally put it in 3D when we were watching a movie and it was a nightmare.
You didn't change it?
Oh, no, I did. I had. I was trying to figure
out Broadway.
I was going to say, The Lion King 2.5, was that in there?
No, you don't need any of those sequels.
I still like two.
I didn't know two was good. I didn't know that most of those existed. Like all those, like there were like sequels to literally all those like 90s Disney animated movies.
Yeah,
Lion's
King.
There's
two,
at least
Lion's
two
King
Cinderella,
2.5.
Maybe
you
three
know
Cinderella
good?
Sequels.
All of the Aladdin movies, all of them.
They're
how many
right.
are they?
I binged on those like
two
years
back.
Yeah,
Adam and Amanda watched the sequels, and they are actually okay.
I do remember enjoying Aladdin 2, whatever.
The Return of Jafar. Say Aladdin 2. What's his name? Dan Castellaneta,
right.
Homer Simpson's voice is
right.
the genie in that
and
one. Robin Williams passed on that.
Oh, yeah.
Rest in peace.
Anyway, back to our story.
So we ended up looking at stuff on.
I was comparing prices as I am known to do. I was like, I'm gonna pay the minimum amount for these movies. So if they're cheaper on Amazon, we're not buying them here.
Mm-hmm.
But they weren't, so we got them in the store.
And then we happened upon a deal of the entire series of Hey Arnold on DVD for $20 at Walmart.
That's a deal.
Mm-hmm. So we went to Walmart, unfortunately,
found the last copy of it,
and as we were walking out, before we turned into the aisle to go down towards the registers, we hear a crash.
Oh no.
Yeah, we were walking towards the food because we had to pass through like all the other shit that's in the Walmart from the back of the store to get back up to the registers.
And as we turn around this corner, we see a lady. She's got two. She was probably 40-ish.
They were her kids,
most
likely.
Yeah, they were her kids. They were like maybe teenagers, maybe early 20s, but around that age, high school-ish college age.
Tweens.
Teens and tweens. And she has just plowed her cart into a stack of ketchup bottles.
Yeah, it was like a full pallet, and she had knocked over like 40 ketchup bottles.
Like two
floor.
Of like the
explode.
No,
the
none
eyes
of
ran
them
red
broke.
With their
damn.
Blood.
Nothing broke. It was amazing, a miracle, because she's like, you know how they're in
that's
like
they're made of
cardboard boxes.
Mm-hmm.
Two of those had like fallen over, basically. The rest of the stack was still there,
pallet down,
because they were like wrapped in plastic or whatever.
Yeah.
She just stands there. The two kids are standing there too. She's just looking around, just keeps looking. A few like customers have passed her and are just looking at her, and she's just like, "Oops."
Yeah. She no.
She's
she
like,
literally,
I can't believe I did that.
She looked around and like the thing that she actually like literally said like as she was like scanning for someone, she's like, "I can't believe there isn't someone here to take care of this." Because
no,
there
like,
wasn't like an employee within like
eye shot
that she could like force to clean the
there
shit up.
There were three people
Walmart's
who are in this immediate party responsible
service.
For this travesty, and none of them moved. So then as we were walking past, you witnessed
I like turned my head. I did like the full like walk past her and kind of like watch as I continued to walk, like swiveling my head back. And so the thing that she does is like her kids don't do anything. They're just fucking standing there like idiots. And she takes her foot and starts sweeping the bottles under the pallet, like just pushing them under like the display. And I couldn't fucking believe
don't
it.
Don't worry, Walmart.
And yeah,
I'll clean
you
this
could because it was Walmart.
Yeah. I mean, it was just like
that's probably the first and last time you've been in a Walmart.
In like a couple years.
Yeah.
I do my best to never go to a Walmart.
It's shit like that. That's exactly why we try to avoid Walmart.
Why don't avoid Walmart?
Well, you guys go to the Rochester, or what is it, Auburn Hills?
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, Auburn Hills Walmart.
Hoity-toity. Hoity-toity pinky out. Latte sipping at Walmart.
$8 colored shirts there.
That's right.
Yeah,
I'm
after
sure
after
8 years,
the other
self checkout now.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
We
brand new Walmart. It didn't even have self checkout.
We went.
Yeah,
the
I'm assuming that because I don't think the last time I was in a Walmart they didn't have self checkout. It was just a thing that they didn't do there.
Yeah.
It was probably not efficient.
Really wish Target had self checkout.
Walmart
that's a
cutting
story.
Jobs since 2002.
Target's usually not that bad though.
I know, but still,
Walmart's
I don't
like the single largest employer in the American states.
So yeah,
so many fucking Walmarts.
One of the other movies that we got at Meijer was. The second Percy Jackson movie, which I wanted to watch out of morbid curiosity, because I read and loved the books. I knew it was bad.
Yeah, let's talk about
I saw
bad
the first one, and
oh,
we can go through it after
yeah,
we finish up our
that's fair.
Week.
Yeah, go ahead.
And Dustin and I just watched it. I was audibly sighing and yelling at the TV the entire time.
Sure, because I have no like prior investment
no
in this. I never read
aside
any of the books
me forcing
or,
to read
or
the first
anything.
Book,
I just knew
anything.
She liked the book series, and the we ended up watching the first movie, and it was
you
awful.
You got it for me. Thanks.
So I was ready for. Well, I didn't know that one would be awful.
I think
like,
I
until
told
we had
you that
seen
beforehand.
It. I knew this one
anyway.
Would be awful, and I was like, "All right, let's do this."
Anything that can
it was for like
that
maybe $15.
Is a magical thing.
For what it was, the only thing that I was watching that movie for was
damn
Anthony Head aka Giles from Buffy the Vampire Slayer, as the main centaur mentor. He was basically Giles, but as a horseman, and it was magical. He shouldn't have been in that movie for most of it, but he was there for so much of it.
That sounds really awesome.
It was really good.
Anthony Stewart Head's great.
He
was awesome
clean
as Buffy.
His glasses
pretty awesome.
At one point.
Of course he did.
Yeah. It was so good.
That's like one
and
of
then,
his main
what is the guy from Firefly? What is his name? I can't even think of the actor's name. The main
Nathan,
guy.
Nathan Fillion.
Yeah.
He is Hermes in that movie. He's in there for like maybe like 15 minutes, but it was really good. I enjoyed it. That's what I watched that movie for. The rest of it, I could just cut out and not watch ever again.
Yeah, as soon as you said that guy from Firefly, I was like, it's either Nathan Fillion or Adam Baldwin.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was.
What's he been in like recently? Adam Baldwin. She was in Chuck, that TV show. Presumably nothing
in,
after that.
In terms
that.
Of the television show in recent years, I don't know. Like, I know because he was an Angel. He was in Firefly. He was he was in Full Metal Jacket. Like, I can't honestly name it. I think he might have appeared in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
That'd be cool. I can see that.
I think he did.
I don't know why I expected you to know that. I just kind of uttering to the room. It's like, hey, I wonder where he's been.
Ryan
what's he been up to?
Things like that.
Well, it's like, I mean, I watched the shit out of Buffy.
We're rounding out.
I just meetened up for like a year, so.
Yeah, I like it a lot. It's very worthwhile. Cause she's watching it for the first time.
We just watched Once More with Feeling, which is probably my favorite Buffy episode ever.
Oh, the musical episode?
Yes, it was amazing.
It might be the best one. It's up there.
That and The Body. I really, like, that is
sad. That's for different reasons.
Yes.
It was like...
Yeah, don't spoil it.
It was basically a movie, the cinematography in that. It was good.
I mean, I don't care. That episode's worth preserving.
It was very good. It was, like, the perfect, just encapsulating everything that was happening, and I really enjoyed that.
Yeah.
We're in partway through season 6 of Buffy, and we're kind of watching Angel concurrently. Like, we started watching Angel up to the first point where they referenced it in Buffy. We went back and watched up to that point in Angel, and then kind of went back to Buffy and have come back because she, like, mentioned it again.
Yeah.
And we're, like, we just started season 3 of that, so we've got, like, 2 more, and then we'll finish Buffy. And
yeah, Buffy the Vampire Slayer is good. If you haven't seen it, you should check it out.
Watch
it's on
it.
Netflix for, like,
money.
Whatever the little amount of money that Netflix costs at this point.
I think they raised the price.
It's
up like $9 a month now.
All of the, if you have any idea about how Joss Whedon operates in terms of making television shows and fights and fight choreography, you will love it because
it's really
so campy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really good. Maybe we'll watch some of his other stuff. Like, maybe we'll have Dollhouse at some point, even though it's kind of terrible. Like, every once in a while it's okay, but for the most part it's pretty not good.
One of the ones that I haven't watched that I should is Dr. Horrible.
That's awesome.
I haven't watched that yet.
We watched that, right?
Yeah, it takes like an hour. It's basically a short movie because it was like web series.
Well, it was. It happened when they were when the writer's strike was going on.
Yeah, that was the thing that he did with Neil Patrick Harris. Yeah, when the writer's strike was on and like people weren't making television.
Yeah, yeah. Oh yeah.
That was fun.
Except for Heroes.
Yeah, thanks for killing Heroes, writers.
Yep.
Probably would have ruined it anyway, right?
It got rooted to the ground.
Yeah. How many seasons did there end up being? Because I only watched through season 2 of Heroes.
Coming back too.
Yeah, I think I did hear about
that.
Is
it a web series?
I don't know.
I don't remember.
Well, I mean, there's so many things that, like, Community got picked up by Yahoo.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's coming back for a season.
Community
seven.
Every season, Parks and Rec is like, this is our last season, and then it comes back.
I can't believe that's coming back again.
With.
The end of this last season
was
finale?
Definitive.
That was, like, series finale.
I'm, like, freaking out about that ending.
Yeah,
I can't deal with it.
I was like, oh, no.
I don't know.
I wanted to cry, but just because my source of laughter would.
Yeah, but we were relieved. Like, I looked it up at that moment, and they'd already the internet had already confirmed that it was going to come back.
Yeah.
So it was fine.
Yeah.
It was like 40 seconds of panic.
That's exactly right.
Until Google.
And then we were good.
Otherwise.
Very good stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, Parks and Rec's awesome.
Yeah, it is.
It's a good time.
So
it gave us Chris Pratt.
Yeah,
that's
true. Who I'm very much looking forward to seeing in Jurassic Park 6 or whatever.
To Jurassic World.
Oh yes, I'm sorry.
it was actually he was in like some fucking soap opera.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Well, he was.
Yeah.
I don't remember what fucking show it was, but it was one of those cheesy, like, coming of age,
Lifetime movies where he played the rapist.
Well, no.
if
you're talking about an actor,
that would be like really funny though. Like it would be like hilarious,
right?
That would
be
hilarious.
It's like Jillian Jacobs. Like every character that she played for the longest time was either raped or like a stripper. Britta from Community. That was her acting career for
a
long
time. Was Chris Pratt in Moneyball or am I? Just
yes,
like,
yes,
he
is.
Yeah, that
he
was
played, Moneyball.
Oh, I can't remember his name.
He played left-handed hitter. I don't remember the guy's name.
Yeah,
real
player.
That's sister just watched that movie. Apparently,
it's a good movie.
It's like one of her favorites. I've never seen
it. It was a great movie. I love
put that high up there, but yeah, it's a good movie. I don't usually recommend
Apollo
things with Brad Pitt in it, but
sure.
In this case, I'll make an exception.
Right.
I don't care. I don't need to look at that for 2 hours.
I don't,
I don't need to look at that for 2 hours.
With Jonah Hill in it.
That too.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Where's that movie fall on, like, the weird, like, fluctuating scale of Jonah Hill's, like, fatness? Like, is he fat in that movie, or is he skinny?
He's moderate.
Yeah, he's
right
in the middle there.
He wasn't spherical at that time.
It was during the brief time where he and Chris Pratt had similar body types.
Yeah.
No longer true.
I'll say, like, 21 Jump Street era Jonah Hill.
Let's never mention that movie again.
I haven't seen it. I heard it's all right. I heard the first one's totally okay.
Sure,
I don't know anything
I'm
about
sure
that
it's
second
inoffensive,
movie.
But
it's just that
masterpiece
that
of any sort.
Sure.
Hashed out stereotypical
modern
Hollywood comedy. I need no part of it.
I watched Neighbors, and it was actually all right.
If you say so.
Yeah.
I laughed.
Mm-hmm. Adam and Amanda saw that too, and they said the exact same thing.
Yeah,
like, it's totally, this is
like,
totally
okay.
Yeah.
I didn't regret it.
It's something to watch.
Mm-hmm.
Not a stellar piece of cinematography, but it's a movie.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, I did a little bit of that too. Actually, I have a conceptual, like, question, like a philosophical question for the table.
Here we go.
Yeah.
We need more of this.
Yeah. Do you guys think anime is good? Like,
no.
in a general sense?
One at a time around the table, Lorraine.
It's hit and miss. If I can get in moods. Like, I have been kind of revisiting some of my random, like, what's left of my manga collection just because I haven't read it in a while, and I'm like, this could be fun. There's some times where I could watch a good... We watched Yu Yu Hakusho
mm-hmm.
and Outlaw Star
mm-hmm.
in the past, like, maybe 2.5-ish years. And
not alone.
This is great, and I think
complete
we kind of have
Cowboy
watched
Bebop.
Some of Cowboy Bebop, and I think I want to keep watching that. I want to finish that.
Cowboy Bebop's glorious.
Yeah.
That's because it's a great.
Yeah, we have to finish
show.
That series, but it's
I
really
have
great.
my little, like, kind of guilty pleasures. Like, I love Digimon. I was still so psyched
That's
when
scary.
It came out on TV for the first time in, like, ever. I have the first 4 seasons, which is all you need. I enjoy every once in a while.
Why don't you just watch Pokemon
some.
Instead?
I have the first 2 seasons of Pokemon. That's all I need. I kind of fell off after or during Orange Islands. I didn't really care.
That's
good.
That's when the entire
and
planet fell
I've
off.
Caught a few random episodes here and there. Watched
mm-hmm.
a little Pokemon
Spoilers,
TV.
Spoilers. He's still 10. He's still an idiot.
Probably.
But a little bit less of an idiot.
I don't know.
He has to remember how to catch
the
things at the start of every season.
In every
yeah.
single season.
Mm-hmm. Most
he gets
formulaic show I can think
yep.
of.
He's as smart or as stupid as the plot needs him to be.
Yeah.
Anyway, continuing around.
Yeah, around the table.
I guess I need... The question clarified. Do you mean, like, as an artistic medium, do I think it has merit, or do I think, like, are there enough good series?
Do you
think that there is more, like, quality anime than, like, total shit? I guess is my question.
I would say no. I would say there's more quality manga than there is quality shit.
That's a fair answer.
Yeah.
I think it gives the individual content creators a lot more freedom since they don't.
Sure.
Like, when you're making a manga, it's you and maybe your small team.
Right.
Of,
maybe
you know,
one person if you can, if
yeah,
you can manage
anime,
to write and draw.
Much like, you know, a video game has a much larger community.
Yeah, that's an excellent point.
That said, I do think that, like, there's a lot of things done, and this is more animation than anime specifically, but it's not really done in Western animation. Things like Tatami Galaxy, which just had such an amazing art style and told stories in a way that would be really difficult to do in, like, real life film. That, like, I absolutely think animation does, and anime is the only thing that's really doing it outside of a couple indie things in, like, Europe. Like, there's a lot of good French animation right now,
mm-hmm.
But that's kind of outside the scope of that conversation.
Sure.
As for specific series, like I said, Tatami Galaxy is good. Ping Pong by the same animation crew is really good. I'd really have to think on that, but no, I think as far as anime goes, overwhelmingly, the. There is more garbage than there is not garbage, but
yeah.
I think that's true
of literally anything.
Maybe not even necessarily a fair question to pose
but
to anime specifically, but
I do think it's maybe more exemplified because, like, the things that seem bad in anime are
egregious.
They're egregious, but they're especially egregious to us as Westerners.
Yeah, that's that's
so
another
so
part of it.
Like,
just like
a lot of American stuff is hyper violent, like incredibly violent.
Offensive to most of the world.
Exactly. I would say the last bit of this conversation is. To go back to manga again, American comics aren't really doing unironic heroism right now. Like, every comic you crack open, it's tongue-in-cheek, it, like, makes you hate it. It knows that it's nerdy, and it makes you know that it knows that it's nerdy. Whereas if you read, like, a lot of manga, it's straight laced.
They're earnest.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like you can enjoy a Power Rangers style heroism, like over the top fanfare exploding,
mm-hmm.
or like the brooding anti-hero dude. And I love that. I eat that up. I think
mm-hmm.
it's corny, and I don't think it's like high art by any metric.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't get that in a lot of American media because it's
mm-hmm.
so obsessed with this notion of looking cool in spite of being nerdy.
Yeah, I definitely think there's like a level, like I've noticed that in like Japanese fiction, whether it's like anime or video games or like what else, that there's like an earnestness that is not necessarily present in a lot of Western stuff sometimes. Like
yeah.
they'll be like, I'm not even sure how sarcasm, like what part it might play in Japanese culture, but
are Japanese people sarcastic?
That's what it feels like to me as someone outside,
rats.
As someone completely outside of it, is that sarcasm is like a foreign concept.
Mm-hmm.
But like,
imported
there are some small places where that's not great, but like for the most part, like it can be a good thing to have something that's just like wearing its heart on its sleeve and is completely earnest in
mm-hmm.
you know whatever it's trying to be.
I'm gonna point your direction to Busō Rankin. I just finished reading that. It's really good. It's by the creator of Rurouni Kenshin.
Okay.
It was
okay.
Like
I know what that is.
Maybe
yeah,
one
right.
of his later
Thank
things.
You,
it's only like 10 volumes. It was published in like, I think it might have been Shōen Jump at some point.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's pretty old at this point. It's not like a new thing. I saw the anime on Hulu forever ago and then got all of the manga, and it's great. The main character, Kazuki, is just like, so he's just like, I want to save everyone.
Yeah, I love
and
that.
It's great.
That's what I want to be when I grow up. I want to be a shonen protagonist.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how
I
this is
it.
Possible, but I believe we bought the first Shonen Jump in this country.
Yep.
And it blows my mind
mm-hmm.
now.
Oh, yeah.
You could
have
a sub
to
it at
Ball
the time, too.
It.
Yeah,
it did.
Yeah,
it totally had a Dragon Ball Z promo card.
I bought it at Blockbuster.
But that's
it was thick, too. It was like 400 pages.
Actually, I
read it.
My opinion on this question. It's definitely, I mean, here's the prime time number one example for proofing what Gabe said was Shaman King. The anime was complete and utter dog asshole.
I caught parts of that.
But the
but the
manga was actually stellar. The manga was really good. I enjoyed reading it the whole way through. But
I've heard that before too.
The anime is shit.
More
like,
often than not,
terrible.
You come across a really bad anime of a really good series.
Well, it's like, actually, Dragon Ball Z, the manga was way better than the anime. It was
an
a lot shorter. It was more concise. It was faster
on
paced.
My mind
right
it
here.
Would literally have to be. Like, they would run out of money to print paper if it were if the manga was as long as those episodes are.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. And it's like the same thing.
Every Dragon Ball Z volume kills the rainforest.
It's
like,
but it's,
here's 17,000 pages
pictures
of people
the guys
screaming.
Without shirts on screaming.
But in terms of the Western comic book comment that Gabe made, there's a point when, you know, it's like they're trying to make it come off as cool when it is in fact nerdy, but it's become a more broadly appealing thing with
mm-hmm.
with the especially the Marvel
mm-hmm.
cinematic universe.
Mm-hmm.
A lot more people have been interested in comic books, and it's just a matter of they're trying to still tell these stories as they want to tell them as a large publisher. So there's you know still that fact of you know trying to make it look cool, but that's a big part of how you write anything, and this is a broader you know an entire universe that's being done through multiple stories running all parallel, as opposed to you know most manga they don't cross over, they typically are in their own universe.
I read a story or just a post online reading about Guardians of the Galaxy, but a person went and saw it with their wife. And she got really excited when Thanos was on screen, but she's never read any comics and only knows things from the Marvel universe, the Marvel
yeah.
movie universe.
Yeah.
And that kind of blows my mind right now.
She just made a connection between that
and
she's so excited basically. About Thanos.
Yeah.
A character always, that we were certain couldn't be portrayed
yeah.
properly.
Yeah.
There's always been that big
gulf.
No, the big self-esteem boost when you know something happens and you can go, I get that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I know what that is.
Right.
Yeah, it's a matter of it's
and I think the Marvel Universe, not to interrupt Brian, but I did, but yeah, that they do that left and right, and you know, if you pay attention, it rewards the viewer
mm-hmm.
for doing that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's just a matter of comic books have become have jumped back into the mainstream for the first time since they really came out.
Bigger than they ever were.
Right? They are definitely bigger than they ever were, yeah. But they're the industry still isn't making a ton of money.
Right.
But that's
but
that's
Marvel is the movie.
The movies are
yeah, yeah, but, up for it. It's like they've transitioned.
Over. In terms of the print, I could go on for hours about the issues with the entire
right.
way that the comic book industry works, but that's neither here nor there. Not for this.
Mm-hmm.
Not for this podcast, but it's definitely it has become a more serious business in part because it's become more lucrative because of the cinematic
right.
universe,
mm-hmm.
and I definitely see your argument, but it's also that they're trying to write stories to parallel these new cinemas and be as epic as they are. So to
yeah,
speak.
I understand it. And I do think it's just a difference, partially, between Eastern and Western. Like, if you look back, it's not even strictly anime. Like, again, Power Rangers is an example.
Yes.
It's Power Rangers is basically an anime in real life.
Yeah,
it's,
right.
you know,
absolutely.
Burning, fighting spirit, and explosions.
Yeah.
And it's the exact same thing. It's
yes.
not exclusive to anime. And if you look at, you know, other Western medias, like sitcoms, and even, like, dramas, they're just, like, laced with sarcasm and, as you said, epic
mm-hmm.
storytelling.
Yeah.
In
absolutely.
The, like, large scope version of
right.
epic.
Right.
And it's just the natural progression. That's how it would carry over from, you know,
mm-hmm.
it's the media the authors are exposed to growing up, so
mm-hmm.
it's what they're going to write about.
Well, and also there's no small part is it the just the difference in cultures in general that because you know the manga and anime writers are writing for Japanese culture, not for
mm-hmm.
Western
right.
American
right.
culture,
yeah.
whereas the our writers for like that are at Marvel, that are at DC, even the independent writers for Image and Dark Horse,
yep.
they're writing to target the American. Most of the publishers are still aiming for the, you know, 18 to 25 male audience, though some are slowly progressing more towards broadening their horizons.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a matter of, you know,
yep.
it's really you got to think about the locale. Where who the target audience is?
Yeah, and a lot of it is cultural difference. Like I said, that's just a thing that I won't obviously be able to shore up. Being a filthy gaijin, I can say it. Okay,
it's our word.
That's our word. That's not our word.
Really?
You can't even joke
anyway,
about that.
Yeah.
Sure.
We go back. What was the question exactly? We kind
anime,
of
anime.
Anime.
How do you feel about it?
I fundamentally reject the question. Just all right. That's fine.
Anime is a medium as much as
acceptable.
TV or movies or whatever. And some of it's going to be good. Some of it's going to be bad.
Absolutely.
Sure.
And some of it just won't speak to you.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And, you know, there's a lot of really
sure.
good stuff that I think warrants the existence and the continued making of anime.
Mm-hmm. And I think that some of it is even like the tropes. Like, Phil, do you have anything else to weigh on this before? Like,
what, you just gonna cut me
over?
Off?
Yeah,
I was
no,
still
no,
talking.
I'm sorry.
I was literally just gonna say, you know, I'll just point out Miyazaki and be done, and then
thank you.
Yeah.
Also, he's
strong.
Done. If you didn't know that,
I've heard that
Miyazaki's just
yeah,
he made his last
that's
movie.
Okay,
yep.
There's still like
entire
10 Miyazaki movies I've never seen.
Right.
So
mm-hmm.
I've got
plenty
oh yeah.
Well, and you know, of course, there's like Cowboy Bebop, the
yeah,
like
Trigun, Cowboy Bebop,
yeah,
and Cowboy Bebop is just a great television series.
Mm-hmm.
My dad, who hates anime, like he hates that medium, he loves Cowboy Bebop.
Cool.
Yeah.
It's just people that absolutely want nothing to do with anime love that show because
mm-hmm.
it's a great show.
My dad liked Trigun a lot.
Mm-hmm.
That's
Trigun.
Awesome.
The
yeah.
first half of Trigun.
Yeah,
not,
I think we only
half.
Like owned like two DVDs of it, so probably like
the
first
part.
Eight episodes.
I said it was done, but also I had that I'll give Japan in general credit for not going quickly over to making everything with computers and giving everything that horrible
oh, yeah.
American CGI look.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Makes me barf every time
yeah,
I see it on
I
TV.
Love
call
yeah.
that
reboot. Flash animation.
Yeah.
Yeah, like gooey kind of.
Yeah.
Like you
yeah.
can tell when something is not hand animated
right.
just because it has like this, like a
surreal.
Like a goopy kind of like
mm-hmm.
stretchiness that. Like something that is actually drawn by a person.
As long as they can keep,
exhibit.
You know, protecting the old medium of just hand drawn animation, you know, that's great.
Yeah.
Keep
yeah.
doing that, please.
I agree 110%.
We're done. We're just gonna poop it out
yeah.
on a computer and
Dunzo.
Count our millions.
It's in terms of production, it's faster.
That's the
how do you
way.
Train your dragon?
I don't train dragons.
Did you watch?
Also, celebrity voice actors.
Yeah,
that's the other thing that really gets me about
yeah.
like CGI movies. It's
yeah.
they don't like go for not that they're often bad, but you don't.
They're not voice
like,
actors.
Yeah, no,
right.
they aren't voice actors. There are people who that is their trade, and they're good at it, and they don't
Billy
get employed.
Drawing the money.
Yeah.
Mark Hamill.
Exactly. You can't say, you know.
Mark Hamill solved it.
So. Yeah, and like, I mean, this, like, Tina Fey was in that Miyazaki. Yeah, she was good at it. And yeah, it's not that any one person is bad. It's that you can say Tina Fey is in our movie, and then people, I mean, that one
nerds like me will be like, I like Tina Fey.
I would even go further down and say idiots will just go to see a movie because it's got Vin Diesel in it.
Right.
Yeah.
That's like all on, like, Tina Fey and Ponyo.
Yeah.
It's all on, like, Disney's. Like, they did the casting for that.
Vin Diesel did a very great job.
It was great.
So that was no poor, like, that wasn't like Studio Ghibli or anything. That was
right,
all
yeah,
Disney
of course.
Localization.
Right,
they're
right.
Like, we're going to put all the people in it.
It's
yeah, I've been surprised.
To make money.
The money.
Those, all those dubs have been pretty good, considering that
yeah.
for the most part they
definitely.
Have been like random and just celebrity voice casts.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they just pick people whose names you know and kind of put them together. But for the most part, all those Miyazaki dubs have been pretty good.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear they're finally putting out Princess Mononoke is finally coming out on Blu-ray in like
really?
2 months?
Well, it's because Disney doesn't own it. It was it was dubbed by Miramax. That is one of their more like graphic Studio Ghibli movies. Like
right.
their arms are flying everywhere, and like people get like torn to bits.
My
it's an amazing. It's really good.
I heard that when that originally came out, is they heavily edited so much that they changed like who the main character was and the basic plot, and it's just
I have no idea. I've only
mess.
Seen it after the fact.
Okay. Yeah,
the
sure.
only Studio Ghibli's movies I've seen in theaters are Secret World of Arrietty. Up on Poppy
those
Hill,
recent ones.
And As the Wind Rises, or
The Wind Rises,
The Wind Rises, which is really good.
I saw Howl's Moving Castle in theaters, and it was amazing.
It's
very
cool.
Very good. When I actually, fun fact about when I got that movie, I had a Korean exchange student living at my house for like the last half of my freshman year in high school, and when I got the movie for my birthday, which is in March, and she was like, oh, I remember seeing that in theater.
Probably 10 years ago.
Something
yeah,
like that, yeah.
yeah. That's really funny.
Howl's Moving Castle's good. The book is good, too, by Diana Wayne Jones, a German author. It's very good. It's very different,
Lorraine
but
with
very
the trivia.
Good.
Damn.
Yeah.
Phil, did you have any anime-related thoughts that haven't been covered? Or that you just want
mostly
to reiterate?
Mostly agreeing with Kyle that it's just as valid as any other artistic medium. In general, my personal experiences with anime have been limited and largely negative. Like, it's just,
oh, let's
I
talk
see,
about negative opinions here.
I
that's
see what
fun.
I'm exposed to. And
yeah.
If
the
you
anime
don't go
TV
looking at looking for
bad.
Series that interest you, you're
exactly.
just gonna see what gets surfaced on like Toonami or what gets horribly localized by like 4Kids or whatever.
Right.
Because to bring it all like back around to like why I even brought this up in the first place is so when I was just doing like I was working on game stuff and like scrolling through Hulu and looking for something to put on like parallel to it while I was working on things.
Mm.
And I scrolled down to the, and they got to the anime section, and they had Sword Art Online on there. I was like, oh, I've heard
mm-hmm.
of that. That's
mm-hmm.
from Doug and Fro's dumb anime card game. I'll give this a shot. I'll check it out, because it's like Dot Hack, but not.
Right.
It's basically like a series that takes place inside an MMO. And I don't dislike it, which is the most interesting part, maybe, of like being kind
surprising
of negative on anime in general.
Myself.
Like, it's actually okay.
Right.
Like, it's not like wowing me like in any particular way, but I definitely don't hate it. But like, there are specific moments in it that happen when I'm watching like anime that I haven't really experienced with like stuff in other mediums usually that I'll just like it'll completely shut me down. Like,
yeah.
A couple episodes in, they get to a point where they're just like out adventuring in this like MMO video game world, and the main character is with like a younger girl, and her dress comes up, and she has to freak out because her panties are gonna be shown, and I just put my hands on my head and just.
On a happier
God
note,
damn it.
even though it's almost entirely due to fetishization, there's like anime is the only medium I can think of that really shows like gay romance at all.
That's true.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Or at least in like a non-negative.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, especially if like you're talking manga instead of anime.
Yeah.
Like, there's a
not
small amount of mangas where it's just too.
It feels like it's normal,
right? Yeah, that's
the
thing.
Which
more
is
like
the Japanese culture does
yeah.
not agree with
yeah.
that at all.
Uh-huh.
But,
it's. I think the more important point is not that they're like shown, but it's shown like and not called out.
Mm-hmm.
Like
right.
these characters are gay
it's
and they
normal.
Like each other. It's not like these characters are gay. Like, check it out, guys.
Right.
That's
it's
something that's weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely cool.
I can't think of any American cartoons.
I'm trying to think of something. Where that happened.
I guess maybe if we really like, and then it's never actually been said in the show is the Princess Bubblegum thing in Marcel.
Yeah,
they've actually
so
come out and specifically
brilliant.
Said that yes.
It's so so subtle that you're kind of grasping at straws to say that.
Well,
kids
no, they've actually said
it.
Said it
but
yeah.
Like if an adult's watching it and watches continuously, I think it's pretty
I mean,
for
this is just to
We're getting into true neckbeard territory here.
What I was going to say is they've gone on record not only saying whatever is... If you talk to people who are involved in like the LGBT scene, it's really obvious.
Okay.
And like people pick up on it. It's called... It's existed in cinema and TV for a long time where directors, actors have like signs that are really obviously signs for the queer community that like this character is supposed to be gay or this character is this particular relationship or whatever. And it gets picked up on, it gets talked about, and certainly like fan communities are a completely other thing that I'm really not trying to touch on with this at all, and there's definitely a lot of overlap. But that's like the only notable example I can think of with Western cartoons.
Adventure Time's ahead of the scene on a lot of things too, so
you can get away with it.
Standard.
You can get away with it in Adventure Time a little bit because it's not really a show about.
Yeah. Also, they don't actually show the romance. Is the other thing. It's just a thing.
It's a show for young children and not necessarily a show for.
Yeah, stuff on primetime Cartoon Network is not necessarily going to be like,
right. And that's the only American cartoons that exist. Like,
I mean, other than
the Disney equivalent or the Nickelodeon equivalent.
There really is no American young adult cartoon scene, for the most part.
That's pretty much died.
Well,
it's
like the best you get is stuff.
Yeah, right. There's not much in between Adventure Time and Family Guy.
Maybe
regular show.
There's regular show. And I mean, then you come to, you know, you make the jump to Adult Swim, which has, which actually does have a few decent shows. Adventure Brothers is a great show.
Rick and Morty.
Rick and Morty's
really
good. That's another Dan Harmon show with Community, and that one is dark as shit.
I watched one episode. It's really good.
China Illinois, it has bursts of being good. Super Jail Jump Shark, I'm not fond of it anymore. But it's the Adult Swim originals have done pretty well over the years. Like, they're likable shows.
And just to sort of bring everything full circle here, the Simpsons have had gay characters in them and not made a big deal about it for years and years and years.
Yeah.
And I think they got away with it because they didn't make a big deal about it for a long time.
No.
Although, at some point, the subtext about Smithers being gay just became overt text about Smithers being gay.
Yeah.
Well,
no one cared about
the show, though.
Right. I mean, go back to 1989, if they'd done that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, people didn't really need more of a reason to... ban their children from watching it or whatever, but
I wasn't on to watch it.
Barbara Bush would have been even angrier.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
She was only angry at her portrayal of in the show.
It's just as bad.
She was angry
far before that.
Yeah. Smithers, there's a rocket in my pocket.
You don't have to tell me, sir.
Oh, The Simpsons. But yeah, that's pretty good. And like, I think that'll basically covers like my rough feelings on anime or like that. Like, I do want to check it out. Like, I like you guys have said, like, I really like the, like, I still like hand-drawn 2D animation.
I just like animation in general.
Yeah.
And since anime is, like, the main outlet for that, like, as we said, there aren't really that many American cartoons, at least none that I really want to watch.
Not comedies.
Yeah.
Not in terms of actual, like, hand-drawn stuff. But anything that's...
Or even, like, trying to be serious. They're all just, like...
Anything
like,
that,
regular show
yeah.
or
mm-hmm.
Adventure Time or, like, The Simpsons or whatever. They're all about... comedy, and it's not really storytelling anymore.
Yeah.
Which is why
I
tend to favor anime or at least stuff produced in Japan as animation or manga because it is it's drawing. I love drawing.
It's a little more serious.
And
it can vary
for serious.
And like the thing, like one of the things, like I'm not gonna say this is totally universal, but like based on some of the stuff that you guys have cited, I think like you fall in line with one of my like probably the which again ties into like the panties and all that nonsense is my biggest beef with anime like in general. It's just that the tropes can be so bad.
Yeah.
Like the like parts of the reasons that like Cowboy Bebop is really cool and like most of the like Studio Ghibli and Miyazaki movies are all timeless is that they don't have like people accidentally falling into breasts and sweat drops and like just like
speed lines.
Yeah, speed lines and just like
I
all
like
that horse
lines.
Shit.
I love speed lines.
It's just the worst.
Speed lines are a funny trope, but like all the sexual tropes are the ones
especially
that
especially bad.
Yeah,
I agree with Dustin that like all of them bother me.
Right, it's the same as in like any other medium. If it's cliched, you're not gonna like it because it's dumb.
Unless it's tongue in cheek.
Unless you're deliberately being
that's your
like,
thing.
Yeah. Unless you're calling the cliches out in
your
show. And
mm-hmm.
well, I mean that's something that you know that.
Yeah,
Venture Brothers does things.
How
like
obvious
that.
Are you supposed
right.
to be?
Venture Brothers
then,
is based on just calling out dumb cliches.
It does it very well.
Yeah, but I mean, because like going back to like that show Sword Art Online specifically, like the only other like moment like that is there's one episode, like two or three episodes after the one that I was talking about, where like the main character falls onto like his love interests and he touches her breasts and it's hilariously awkward. Hooray. But like actually, like on the flip side of that, like I'll give that show props because like they don't do the like I'm probably like 10 or 12 episodes in, I think. Jeez. Like I was expecting that to like be building up into like some horrible navel gazing, like there's gonna be like 60 episodes of these two like awkwardly not wanting to touch each other and it's gonna be the worst shit that I could possibly imagine. And they actually pay off their relationship like a few episodes after that. So like that is, I'll give that show props for that, like that's for not doing the horrible dragged on like will they or won't they, this is so weird that we have bodies that touch sometimes.
What?
Excuse me. What website have you been going to?
Gabe gets what I'm saying.
I get what he's saying.
It's a horrible
will they
drama.
Or won't they.
Yeah, it's but building to a climax.
Right.
Yeah. And just
is this one of those DBZ Abridged things?
I wish it was.
No, it's just making
a metaphor.
It's a good metaphor.
There are 50 episodes of.
Is it Abridged? I thought it was Abridged.
Oh, yeah, I don't think Abridged is a word.
No,
Abridged is.
I've actually never watched it, so I've never heard them say it, but I, yeah. Sorry, I called out Kyle on a conversation mistake and now I feel bad.
No, that's okay.
Mothra.
Kyle, anything else to add?
I got nothing.
Okay, so we'll close out the anime discussion, but I will add like my one last thing, which is a like a debate that I've had with Lorraine like multiple times at this point, mm-hmm. is that I like Full Metal Alchemist is one of my favorite anime things. Like I think it's a really good series as a whole, and I like that show a lot. And I think Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood is dog shit. I think it
you
just
can go to hell,
sucks.
Sir.
I have the opposite opinion.
I'm going
to take
an
after break while you guys argue about it.
No, I can't, if this has gone on for like generations.
I want to hear other people's opinions because I want to know if I'm nuts or not.
Yes.
No.
Well,
so anyone,
I understand that Full Metal Alchemist is the original was not based on the manga.
Yeah, but even setting like purity aside,
so it just goes off on weird tangents or whatever. But the point I had against it from the beginning was the main characters Ed and Al do nothing the entire series. They have no impact on the overall plot for 50
episodes.
They learn that they are active players in Brotherhood. Overstepping science is wrong.
But I would also say Brotherhood was kind of dumb because by the end you have the, like becoming gods and going into alternate dimensions.
Oh yeah, no, there it's just
all kinds of weird crap that makes no sense
anime.
Either.
Yeah,
very
that
anime.
Makes sense.
Well, it's
it does have Olivia though.
The my biggest issue was
she was cool
because it was like up to I don't remember what point it was in the show. It was like the original release of Full Metal Alchemist was written
they
by.
They splinter off completely, right?
It was written by the actual writer, the person that created it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember her name. And then Square.
I think it was about Lab 5.
I
that's
think
where
about
I saw
five.
The main splintering off.
Which
yeah,
is like maybe
then,
like 18, 20 episodes in.
Yeah.
If you put a number on
like
it.
Yeah,
yeah. And then, Square Enix took over because they wanted to make their video game and they wanted.
The other shit was going
they
on.
Were pushing it, they were pushing it through.
The
they were trying to push it. And I just. I fucking hated the ending.
They were
for the original ending.
Sure.
So bad.
And then
before or after the movie, where they go to like Nazi Germany and
it's just
fly Zeppelins around.
That
or whatever.
Was the best.
That
shit.
Was the best part of.
Yeah.
Series.
Well, and then but then you know, Brotherhood.
I wish I were making that up.
Like I read the manga for Brotherhood. I read it the whole way through.
Mm-hmm.
I was pleased with the way that everything went.
Everything just closed.
And it's because like they weren't doing the whole. Let's leave it open ended for a fucking sequel so they can have a big gay sex circle jerk. They were like, in and
again,
out,
what
side are
you even going to?
I'm just being an asshole all about right. it. But no, it was the dialogue was poorly written. It was
yes.
And the original release, Brotherhood was better.
What?
Brotherhood was better.
You're out of your mind.
No,
you are so wrong.
But no, you see, the thing is, I'm speaking in terms of like of the manga.
Okay.
Because like in terms of voice acting and dialogue in voice acting, I don't even want to talk about that because I could give a shit about that.
Aren't you a voice actor?
Shut up. All right. Shut up.
He tries to say dispassionate about his career.
Okay.
But it's like, you know, a lot of the times like voice acting in anime sucks because they have to make it fit.
Yeah.
The animation
over,
isn't done.
Already animated
and so it's like but the dialogue in the manga was really good.
Oh,
it was
yeah.
really smart. It was well written. And but the original version was it was just dry.
I think it's all right. Like, I don't hate
it.
I think Funimation does good work, like when they localize stuff for the most part. But I mean, so here's my, like, the crux of my argument comes back to still just, like, the tropes stuff. Like, this is why I think, like, because ultimately, like, it's about the journey, not the destination for me. Like, if you want to say one ending is better than the other, I will accept either of those answers, like, mm-hmm. wholeheartedly. Like, I think they're both fine. I do think the original ending is kind of, like, dumb and out of left field, but, like,
I think
whatever.
It just ended one day.
Yeah.
But, like, the things about, like, the shows in general are, like, the original series had much less of the, like, anime, like, just, here's some hilarious nonsense. Yeah, like, the first time they introduce, their teacher, what's her name?
Azumi.
Yeah. And, like, the original series, like, she is just introduced as a character, and then you learn a little bit more about her backstory later, about, like, the alchemy she did, and, like, why her human transmutation went wrong. And Brotherhood, she's introduced, and, like, immediately vomits blood hilariously, and it's just... Like, that's how that character comes into the show.
They see it, well, like,
explain to me why that's a trope.
He just means the silliness. Like, a hilarious, like, nonsensical... Like,
it was nonsensical.
It's like what she does.
Blood vomiting.
They made it... They portrayed it as though
it had, like, a... Ba-dum-tsh and, like, a sweat drop after it, basically.
I remember she had, like... She was missing a stomach or whatever.
Her uterus was missing.
When she did human transmutation, she exactly. And apparently it just fucked up her insides, but she was still okay to like live and exist, but just had to throw up a lot of blood sometimes. And now that like total inconsistently, I feel like goes through all of Brotherhood because like when they do the Lab 5 stuff, they encounter Barry the Chopper. It's the same exact fucking thing.
Like
in the original series, it's like an actual conflict. And, like, at some point, Al is kind of concerned about him. And in Brotherhood, it's just kind of like, I'm hilariously inept at being evil. Here's all, like, here's, like, a dumb, like, cartoon, like, tiny chibi people portrayal of how I chopped up these bodies. Like, it's the worst shit ever. It's so hard.
I remember the little chibi guys doing dumb crap.
But that's where...
Sometimes, to a lesser extent.
Okay. That's where my argument
The less of it, the better.
Is because, like...
My argument would just be, aren't they both terrible?
That's probably a valid opinion.
There you go.
But in terms of, like, when you're not dealing with all those, like, tropish things in the manga, it's better because it's better written. She was a better writer than the Square Enix writers were. And it in terms of reading, it was better.
Maybe. I didn't actually read the manga, so, like, full stop on that one, like...
He's never going to. I've given him one book in the past year.
As long as he reads One Piece for me. As long as you read One Piece for me, it'll be okay.
Never, no.
One Piece is really good.
It's 1,000 volumes?
Yeah, I don't care.
Like 700.
Whatever the quality may or may not be with One Piece, there's too much of it.
Right.
Like, when there's that much of something, there's no way I'm ever going to check it out.
The Simpsons nothing some more. Can be that good for that long.
Exactly. Correct.
At some point, you just have to make the story with the beginning, middle, and end in mind, so you're not just padding.
Well, yeah, he made it.
Well, then you should make it better and shorter.
You haven't fucking read it. Don't do this to me. That's fine. I don't care.
I just don't like things that are that long. And most of the time, I'll give you an exception on this one, they're just pushing it out so that they can make more money.
I agree.
And then just pad it along.
Yeah,
I agree.
I think it's impossible to have 700 like different issues and not have it be mostly filler.
Yeah,
I just think this is an example where that's not the case. I'm not saying that's...
I can't prove you wrong.
Yeah,
that's fair. That just sounds like a truism is all.
Sure.
Okay. Anyway, my other main complaint, the second main complaint I have about Brotherhood relative to the original series is Brotherhood is about twice as long as that original run was. Like, the original one's like 50-something episodes.
Brotherhood was 52 episodes.
Yeah. Is it?
Yeah, it's not...
It feels longer.
It's still like twice as long as the original.
Was it?
No,
they're both 50.
If that's the episode
like
count,
the
then they're actually both like the same length.
Yes.
But the stuff that happens and like the stuff that is added in Brotherhood that didn't happen in the original series, and again, like I guess
you mean
if
the
you
stuff
really,
that they cut out
sure,
of the original
but
series.
It was editing. Movies have editors for a reason.
Well, no, it wasn't stuff that was cut out. It was stuff that wasn't written at the time.
Sure, but I mean, it's mostly
just
conflicts
go,
that
go,
mean
go.
Nothing. Like, there's more DBZ in that show in, like, Brotherhood than there was in the original version. Like, there are more fights between two dudes where they clash for a while, and then at the end of the battle, no part of the world state has changed. Like, it's just,
no
like, here's some guys fighting because dudes
state.
Fighting is cool, and then, like, we'll go on to the next fucking thing, and this will happen, like, 17 more times.
Well,
I remember individual episodes where there's literally, like, there might be, like, 3 fights in a row. And, like, still, after the fact, like, nothing actually changed for anyone. They just went to the next episode after
that.
Well,
part of the thing is that you have to remember that for a long time in the show, they were trying to get to the capital to, you know, actually take down the father and, like, fucking pride. And so they were on the road for a while. And so, of course, they were going to, you know, periodically hit a roadblock and get into a fight.
Sure, but I mean, it's just like the it keeps coming around, like, oh, here are the homunculi, and now we're going to fight them, but they can't kill us because we're needed, and we can't kill them because we're terrible. And then this is going to happen, like, 40 fucking times. Like,
yeah, God. I mean, that...
I thought that was something that Brotherhood did right, is because occasionally those things would die. They would die and not come back. But
yeah,
in the original, they would just always be like, oh, I'll see you next week.
Yeah, it was like what they did to Envy. How they basically blew him into a fucking little chunk.
Yeah.
And that's all that was left of him. And
but then he still came back.
It
was a hilarious little chameleon monster for like dozens of episodes, because that's awesome.
And also,
that idiot from the Usewell Mine is a main character, because that needed to happen.
And then,
I'm sorry. Now I'm just being mean.
I don't think anyone's still listening at this point.
Let's move forward.
I'll let Brian close us out, and then we are going to talk about something else.
I don't have anything to say. Let's get past this.
All right, Lorraine can close us out. Somebody who has an opposite opinion of me, you finish this discussion and then
we'll
move on to
this
something
discussion.
Else.
You're wrong.
I'll say something. I didn't really.
Okay, Gabe's got something to say.
All right, yeah.
It's a fine opinion. I'm not going to judge you, Phil.
First off, I just think you don't like that it's a comedy series more. Brotherhood was more of a comedy series. It wasn't exclusively.
Maybe
one,
I think
but,
I don't.
Yeah,
I think comedy misses for me in anime more than like.
Yeah,
than,
that's
like,
entirely possible.
Drama or
yeah.
action, and again, that part of that I'm sure is just like the cultural difference.
Yeah,
like,
I don't think it's
just
tropes
exactly.
either. Like,
totally.
It's definitely just a funnier series by design. But I think the reason I like Brotherhood more, one, I do like just that more. Like, I like tropes in general. I'll be honest. I think I eat them up. Phil can attest to this. I fucking love. That kind of shit, but I just think the characters were better in Brotherhood, and not like the in, like Ed was better than it, but like the characters who were not present in the first series. Like I really loved Olivia.
That's fair, and Lorraine had mentioned that too, and that's definitely a thing that I can see like between the two series. I can see that being like a cool reason for Brotherhood to exist, like
yeah.
a cool thing about it.
Anyway, that's about it.
Okay, did you want to finish up what else you were doing?
I had so much doing.
Just still too angry to talk to you.
Well, I'll just ignore you for the rest of the time. This has been going on for like at least
that
a year
like
since
it,
we
right.
watched Brotherhood.
We stepped into the largest
here.
Relationship concern.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're gonna have to settle.
I just gave him up as a lost cause now.
That's too bad.
But anyway, so I guess work-wise, I've been redrawing cucumber sprites for the
mm-hmm.
past like 2-ish weeks.
Cool. What are the games you've been working on?
They're bigger now, and they look
yeah.
better. And I use
bigger,
my fancy
fancier,
tablet
more high res.
To do them,
Ooh.
And they look better.
More reses.
Because I did those like at this point, like a little over a year ago now, and they were like just tiny little 64x64-bit pictures, and like
oh, yeah.
very very pixely. And now they're twice that size, and I actually hand drew them like for reals.
Oh, instead of mouse pointer
oh, yeah.
in Photoshop,
yeah.
And they look. I like how they look, and I've also started work on the second tower's tiles, which is, if you've seen the demo or like just a video up on the site, is a saloon. So
cool.
it's getting all, instead of like the stone that was in the original one, it's getting a nice wood design, some terrible tacky wallpaper, and random things.
Perfect.
It'll be great.
So I have a question. Have you guys started working on any enemy sprites yet?
There is one. I'm not sure. Oh, you must not have seen.
No, he's seen the first demo, so there's the one.
No,
like,
he didn't.
Oh, yeah, there's the one, but anything
guy.
Beyond that first one?
No, not quite
no,
yet.
No, not. I've been focusing more on backgrounds, because it seems more important.
Wallpaper.
Yeah, getting the stages established.
Yeah. I mean, we have ideas for all of the stages, I just need to fucking do them.
Right. I was going to say there's so much work that needs
oh, yeah.
done that
yeah.
it really doesn't matter what order you do
mm-hmm.
it in.
Yep.
You just need to do it.
Definitely
Tell
true.
Tell me about it.
Yeah.
I've got even more, because I have art for both the games and programming on one of the games.
You're doing it right, Dustin.
Slacker.
Damn.
How much do you have coded, Dustin?
I don't even know how to answer that question.
Like how many stages have seen any degree of code?
A lot of it'll be reusable, so that's cool. Like basically
oh, yes.
like
there's no real unique code per stage, it's just like the collision boxes.
Yeah, in fact
like,
all,
everything's attached to objects.
Yeah, and calling the correct object per thing.
Mm-hmm. Basically,
yeah.
like the functionality that I still have to implement is like the stuff that you just mentioned, like either new hazards or new enemies. Like as we come up with other things that have to be in the world, I'll have
spikes,
to figure out how to make that stuff work.
Shooters,
but like the stuff that exists is kind of already in there, with the exception of like I still need to do some like bug fixes on a few things.
Mm-hmm.
Like
yeah.
for the most part, like for Super Cucumber, the platformer, like the character works how I want him to. I need to tweak a couple things. Like the environmental stuff, like the one enemy we have works the way we want it to, and like the little arrows seem to mostly work correctly, so it's just like fleshing it out into like something that can be played for multiple hours as opposed to like 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm. And then it was like 2 days ago, I actually lost power, because I guess there was a planned outage that we never heard about until after it happened, because they're like redoing something with our grid.
Mm-hmm.
Just my subdivision, literally just there, and it went out at like, it was Tuesday?
Yeah.
Tuesday at like 1:30. And there was no storm yet, because the storm did come through at like 4 hours later, like winds and like
the outage in the middle of the day on a weekday.
I don't even know. It was the dumbest thing ever. And then they're like, oh, it'll come back on at 4:30. 3:30. Oh, 8 to 10.
Oof.
10 o'clock. We don't know!
Right.
And then the next day it was 11:30 p.m. Thursday.
Yeah.
And now then it came out at 9:30 in the morning on Wednesday. So I don't even know. That was awful. I lost like basically a whole day of work because my computer wasn't fully charged, and then I was able to get a little done before I'm like, this is getting dangerously low and I can't charge this. So that was exciting. I've also, I recently imported the game Tales of Versus for the PSP, which is a Tales of Series fighting game.
Ooh,
of course.
It's really cool. It's like, no one here has played this game, but it's very similar fighting style to Digimon Rumble Arena 2.
I played it.
Never played that.
It's similar to that.
It's got
It's got a health bar, you have TP, you have an overlimit bar, you get like an item you can pick up, and it's mainly team-based combat where you have like to the Tales of Series RPGs, you have an attack for left and right, standard, down, and up, your special attack, your regular, just attacks, four mystic arts, but it's, like, obnoxiously large stages, you can double jump, and, like, the camera does weird things,
New
and
Pork City.
The NPCs are terrible, and just, or the AI is terrible, and they just, literally just run all over the stage, so you can't hit them.
So it's like a normal Tales game.
Kind of, but there's so much more space that it's like kind of terrible sometimes, especially with some of the ranged enemies who
like a lot of space to a fault.
There's so much space that does not need to be this big, but it is a lot of fun. This is the second game I've played that I've imported. The first one was Phantasy Star Online 2. I played that on my Vita. Game is amazing.
I want to play that game.
It's so good.
It seems really good. Release it in America
because Sega's terrible. And
I know. That is a true statement.
So I've been getting through, and finally, because there's a story mode to this game too, and you can like level up your characters and change out their attacks and change equipment, and their stats stay the same between like the little arcade mode and the story mode. So you can basically build these characters however you want and attach like titles and skills and everything. It's a lot of fun. I'm finally getting to play as my favorite Tails character, Kratos, which is the best. He's the only character I need. He's probably my favorite video game.
Only character for me.
Yep.
By Lorraine.
Yep. And then I've been on a Tales binge since probably early this year. I got Tales of Xillia for the PS3 last year and finally beat it this year. I've been playing through Tales of Symphonia for like the millionth time, but on the PS3, so I've been getting trophies. I'm right at the end, I'm trying to beat Abyssian, and it's hard. I'm literally right before the Mythos fight, and I could totally beat it.
I didn't even know there were other Tales games.
Oh,
yeah,
there's so many. I don't even know
like
all of these. There's like 13 different Tales games in Tales of Versus.
Enough to make a fighting game out of.
There's
I
do not know half of these characters. I've only played like Symphonia Onward almost. Like,
oh, you didn't play Tales of Destiny?
No.
Whoa.
I didn't have PlayStation until 2008. I got a PS2 from one of my sister's
exes. That's 6 years you could have played it in.
What have you been doing?
Not spending thousands of dollars on old games.
The wrong.
That is your problem.
Emulation's a wonderful thing.
But anyway, I also have, because with Tales of Symphonia Chronicles, it came with the second game, which came out on the Wii, which I really enjoyed and probably am going to play next. And then I have Tales of Graces lined up, as well as Tales of Celia 2, which just came out this week. And then Tales of Hearts is coming out on the Vita in November.
Yes, you have a full schedule.
So
Tales of the Abyss?
I've played that. I played it twice on the PS2 and on the 3DS.
It's a lot of Tales.
So,
I played Tales of Vesperia. It's wonderful. I love... It's my favorite RPG franchise.
You and Pro would get along really well on that.
Oh yeah, we talked extensively about Tales over at Gen Con.
Okay. Based on the number of games in your queue, like I think at some point there will be like a Tales cast. Like you and Fro will just be sitting across from each other giggling like schoolgirls.
Sure. I can talk for hours. I'll just get Jillian on here and bring Alex. It'll be great. We'll have a party.
So now on the topic of PlayStation, one of the notes that Dustin brought up for us was the PlayStation TV. That just seems like an interesting thing.
Yeah, I think I might be the only person who cares about that.
We'll go over
the new stuff like real quick. There wasn't too much of it. We talked a little about it before, but I'm stoked about the PlayStation TV. It has a US release date now, which this is actually kind of old news. Old news because I think this came out at Gamescom like a couple weeks ago, but it's coming out on October 14th in the US. Mm-hmm. And I just like, I don't know why, I can't really explain this, but I've always been a fan of like playing handheld games on your television. Like I loved the fucking Super Game Boy and the Super Nintendo. I loved the Game Boy Advance.
Game Boy Player,
right? Like I played most of those Fire Emblem games like through a GameCube on the TV, and it was the best thing ever. It was so good.
It was great.
Yeah, so I mean, like, I'm stoked about that. So if you haven't heard, the PlayStation TV is like, it was originally announced as the PlayStation Vita TV in Japan. And it's basically just like a little TV streaming box that like you can get apps on it, like all your Hulu and like Netflix and all that crap. But it'll also play digital PSP games. It'll play almost all the PS Vita games that have been released. And it plays a significant number, if not all, of the original PlayStation games that they put out on PSN.
Finally,
can't you stream games from your PlayStation 4 also?
Yes, another part of the functionality is you could use it as like a streaming box locally to basically. So if you have a PlayStation 4 like in your house hooked up to some different television, you can have the PSTV hooked up to like if the PlayStation 4 is in your living room, you can have the PSTV like in your basement and like stream your PlayStation 4 game to that television and play it basically in another room without having to move your console.
It's like the Wii U screen,
basically
another room, except it's a TV instead of a handheld.
Yay.
Yep. House-wide PlayStation Network.
my PSN.
Damn. Well done, Phil. So yeah, that comes out next month, or I guess 2 months from now. It's almost the end of August, whatever.
Yeah.
It's $99, I believe, and it works with like a DualShock 3 or a DualShock 4, which is good because I hate the DualShock 3, and I think the DualShock 4 is an awesome controller.
Agreed.
And I will totally buy one of those.
Does the thing have a media player?
It can play Hulu and
it has like apps.
Quote
unquote.
Question: can I put in like my thumbstick and play movie files?
I don't know
it.
If it takes like the thing I couldn't answer for you is if it takes like standard SD cards, which I bet it doesn't, or more likely it takes those shitty proprietary like Vita memory cards that cost like way too much money.
$80 for a 6 gig
memory
card.
Because
it ain't that
because
bad,
they play the DualShock 3 and the DualShock 4, that means it probably has a USB port. Plug in.
Yeah, or maybe it like has like flash drive support, like through USB or like hard drive support or something, which would be really cool. I'll look that up at some point and confirm.
And if not, then you can put a flash drive onto your PlayStation 4 and stream it from your PlayStation 4.
My PlayStation 4 that I don't have.
Well, when you get one.
Oh,
yeah.
Shout out to Sony.
Everyone here is buying a PlayStation 4 to play Destiny.
We're all
going to
play Destiny in 2 weeks, yeah.
So, yeah, that is happening. That's a pretty cool thing. We already talked about the Smash Brothers stuff. We talked about Pokekin tournament.
Pokekin
tag tournament 2 championship edition
versus Street Fighter
Ultra Pokekin tag tournament 2.
Yep. So the other things I had on here for news are that Nintendo announced a bunch of Mario Kart 8 DLC.
Oh, dude,
that
bends. That
DLC. Shut up.
I want that bad.
The good DLC, not the product placement crap.
But that bends is so shitty.
Right.
It's beautiful.
Yep. So Kyle, what's in the Mario Kart 8 DLC?
I believe that there's going to be 2 rounds. Each one comes with either 4 or 8 courses.
It's 8 tracks, I think.
Okay. And the first one, I believe, comes with like Cat Mario and Cat Peach, but mainly it comes with Link from the Legend of Zelda series.
You might have heard of him, which is cool.
It's Smash Kart.
Cool. Yeah, I will have no complaints over the ruining of my Mario Kart immersion here.
Yeah, and it's pretty cheap too. Like
I believe it's $8.
$8 for one of the packs,
or if you pre-buy both of them, even though the other one doesn't come out till like May of next year, it's like $12.
Yeah, it's $12. Which I think is a great deal for that stuff.
Yeah, and then the second one I think has
Do you remember here
Animal Crossing guy?
Yeah,
Isabelle, and
really, I didn't know she was
and a third one that I can't remember.
See if I can pull this up.
I don't know.
Live checking.
It's not a third or not Mario character. It's some Mario.
Right. Yeah, that's what I was thinking too. Solid pink. Gold Wario.
Luigi.
Bone Bowser.
Oh, yeah.
Dry Bowser.
Thank you.
Dry Bowser.
And then the
the part about it that I am most excited about is that it has an F-Zero course.
Oh yeah, from F-Zero X.
Yeah, so not the most for like the first time in forever, unless you count that horrible Nintendo Land mini game, there will be an F-Zero course.
Yeah, so it mentions here, yeah. It has
which also probably means there won't be an
track,
actual F-Zero game.
Right, an F-Zero track, an Excitebike track, an Animal Crossing
cool.
track, and a Wario's Wood track.
All of those.
Yes. Wario's Wood's a pretty amazing
that,
game.
That
yeah.
NES
so.
Game.
That's cool.
It was a puzzle game.
I've never played it. I thought I heard it was okay. Like,
so
I'm
trying to get on
Animal
Crossing. You can only get it on the island, though.
Yeah. Good on Nintendo for getting on this pre-ordering DLC train. I'm
oh,
very
yes.
proud of them.
Season
well,
for Mario
welcome first, to the
yes.
21st century.
Yeah, no, I think this is a really good thing. Like, I'm glad that they're expanding that game.
Yeah.
I think Mario Kart 8 is pretty
yeah.
awesome.
I
want to play more of
it.
And it's reasonably priced.
Yeah, and
yeah,
I think
not,
that is an awesome price point, like, for that stuff.
But Mario
yeah.
Kart 8 is a great game, and, you know, for the three of you that bought Wii U's, pat yourselves on the back right now, and the rest of you can go out and buy it right now.
For sure, yeah. Well, yeah, I think $12 is a total steal for, like, eight more tracks and extra characters
yeah.
and, like,
it's
all
like
that stuff.
It's like almost a whole other game.
Yeah, the only part of it, like you said, that does bum me out is, like, the second pack doesn't come out till next May,
right,
which is
right.
totally crazy.
I mean, they're trying to space it out instead of just blowing it all up front.
Yep. So, yeah, that's going to be pretty awesome. The other thing I had on here, which doesn't affect any of us like directly on producing stuff front, but maybe on the stuff we consume, is that Amazon bought
yes.
Twitch TV
oh,
this
yeah,
week
yeah.
for $1 billion.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of dollars.
Yeah.
I've been reading a lot about it. Like, I've been kind of trying to keep up on it because I feel it's kind of an important thing for me because I
yeah.
use Twitch a lot.
It's
I
definitely,
use it
right.
in terms of watching and actually like streaming on it. I don't know. I think it's bad. I don't think
mm-hmm.
it's, like, the end of the world, but
mm-hmm.
as a content creator and a content consumer, it's not for us. It's obviously, it was for the bottom line.
Mm-hmm.
It does not help us in any way.
Do you, do you think this is better or worse than if they had actually been bought by Google, which was the rumor before this? I agree.
It's emphatically better than
yeah.
if it was bought by Google.
Yeah.
I think that would have led to, like, immediate, like, Google Plus integration, which I do
definitely
not want. Totally. I don't even hate Google Plus, but...
Plus one.
I'm surprised they're still pushing that.
Are they?
It's working too. Like, I mean, if only through brute force.
Yeah,
but,
Google owns everything
like,
else.
Might as well use it.
Not to say it's
network.
Ubiquitous with like chatting or whatever, but it's
right.
it's getting out there.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think it's kind of bad. There's one.
Who owned it previously?
They were
just,
an independent.
Yeah,
it was spawned off of something else. Though.
It started as Justin TV,
owned,
yeah, and then like Twitch became like a sub brand of that.
Okay,
and like
yeah.
a couple weeks back, they
yeah,
actually
yeah,
shut
yeah.
down Justin TV.
Yeah,
that, so that no longer
that
exists.
Yeah. I would say people who are in my boat when it comes to streaming should switch over to Hitbox.
I've heard good things
yeah.
about Hitbox.
Much less delay in terms of like the stream to actually. Being viewed, it's like a 3 or 4 second delay instead of I
right.
Because
on Twitch they actually like
seconds.
On Twitch that wasn't even necessarily
yes.
a function of the tech. They actually just imposed like a
yeah,
like so
absolutely.
Many second delay for whatever reason. I'm
yeah,
not
Twitch
sure.
plays Pokemon that much more exciting.
Oh yeah,
predict 30 seconds ahead of yourself.
Mm-hmm. But so like if you're just like streaming for your friends or whatever, I think it's definitely better to go to owned. It's just unfortunate. The other thing that really gets me, less the Amazon buyout specifically, and more well, one I don't even understand why Amazon bought it because like it's not a
must
market they're involved
own.
In. Right, like that's really all I can come
it.
Up with, unless
yeah.
it's like an incredibly long-term thing, which maybe it
sure,
is.
Sure, but I mean, like
money.
I think it's just like literally like these tech companies will diversify in any way that
right.
they're mm-hmm. allowed to. Like Facebook bought Oculus Rift just because
yeah, right.
fuck it,
why
that's
not?
A thing that we're not doing.
Right. Burger
yeah.
King bought
we got
Hortons.
Money,
yeah.
right?
Well, and actually, in terms of the Amazon purchase, they spent it was a large margin of their it cost them a large margin of what their value was. They spent,
yeah,
I think it was
relative
like,
to something like a Facebook, which can like shit $1 billion
right,
and buy
right.
Oculus
Amazon
for no
not
reason.
The wealthiest company ever.
No.
No, Amazon, it was, I think, almost a quarter of what they,
damn.
Of their net value they
yeah.
spent on Twitch.
Yeah, I've talked to Adam about that a lot, where Amazon like basically doesn't ever really make profit, but like
yeah.
they're just so ubiquitous at this point.
It's
that,
really
like,
weird, right? How they
yeah.
operate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They're basically run by a madman.
Right?
To be completely frank.
Sitting in the basement inventing drones that'll come to your house and deliver your box
yeah.
of cereal or whatever.
The dude's
yeah.
crazy. He treats his employees like hot garbage, especially his warehouse workers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But it like obviously as
yeah.
a consumer.
He's like the Walmart.
Yeah, but he's like, I don't want to say where Walmart's pretty bad. But, yeah, it's kind of strange. But, like, Walmart's wildly popular.
Profitable,
thank
right.
you. Whereas Amazon, it's doing
it's
enough.
Not a
it's doing okay.
Yeah.
It's staying in there, but...
Sure. I mean, the idea would be from the investor standpoint is that, like, as they slowly chip away at brick and mortar stores, eventually Amazon will be all that's left, and right. like the crumbled husk of the American marketplace.
Like, I have a professor who's like the most like leftist Marxist person I've ever met who orders groceries through Amazon. Like, and he hates himself for doing it, but like
it's convenient.
It's so much more affordable, and like, dude does not make amazing money, but I mean, he could afford to buy groceries for cereal.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Ramen for me this week.
It just comes down to Amazon is really trying to monopolize the market.
Yeah. They're, like anything,
yeah.
basically.
Yeah, it's like they got into the streaming video for some reason to compete with Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's why I can't watch 24 on Netflix anymore.
Probably.
Yeah.
Well, everyone's been putting their finger in that too, because Yahoo's doing that too.
Because Netflix was fucking it up so bad.
Yeah, right.
It was like wide open.
Yeah.
Everybody wanted a better Netflix.
Hulu Plus is doing a lot better job.
Netflix.
Yeah.
Hulu Plus just doesn't have all the stuff that they did have.
Yeah,
but the thing is, with commercials, it shouldn't be a paid service. That's
the part that sucks about Hulu Plus is like even if you're paying the subscription, you still have to watch a bunch of fucking ads.
Yeah. Well, my sister has a Hulu Plus subscription, and we have a smart TV, so we've watched it through that. And you literally sometimes have to sit through four ads at a time before going on that. Like,
yeah,
and
the norm these days is like a TV style amount of advertising. It's like four ads that are like 2 minutes total or something.
Yeah, and it's just ridiculous that's a thing when you're paying for a service.
I get at least some time in Hulu.
Just like real cable.
Choose your advertising experience, and you can click like, I want to see the whole ad now, and then you can walk away from
it.
Yeah.
I'm going to go get a sandwich, grab myself a drink, and come back, and my video will be ready.
Ready for Stephen Colbert.
Yep.
So that happened. Probably like not a great thing, but I mean, at least guarantees that Twitch will stay around.
Yeah.
So like that's good,
yeah.
I guess. The biggest bummer about like all these acquisitions to me personally is that like I feel like we're almost done like establishing new companies in America.
when you make a new
company, it seems like your goal isn't even necessarily to make a sustainable business that will exist on its own. It's just like to build up enough hype to get bought by something, and then you've cashed out, and then who gives a shit?
Yeah.
Do you guys remember when Instagram was bought? Like, kind of before anyone used it.
Yeah.
No, it was still bought for $1 billion.
Yeah, I remember that now.
Yep.
That was insane. I hadn't even
at the time. Who bought that?
Facebook. Instagram is a Facebook product now.
I remember my reaction to that was, Insta what?
Yeah.
Now it's everywhere, though.
Yeah,
that's still like typically my reaction, actually. But
Dan's favorite website.
Yeah, I think it was. I think it was like for the younger generation, it was out there a lot too.
Yeah,
like I think if you were
a
14 to 16 year old, you knew what Instagram was at the time of that purchase.
Right.
Yeah, and like, what else? Facebook bought that other thing, that stupid messenger app, WhatsApp, for like $13 billion.
That was the best. That's my favorite.
Out so well. But like you said, Facebook can just shit billions of dollars.
Yeah, we've got all the money we could ever want.
Well, they make close to $1 billion on just ad revenues a year.
Yeah.
So it's not like that's a problem.
Yeah.
And that's not even including what they make off of investors and just capital growth. So they have
Facebook dollars in there to play.
They have
horrible
so much
games.
Money that they have more
selling
money.
Selling all my data, my personal info
that we don't even know about, because I know a lot of like government agencies buy information from Facebook.
Oh yeah,
or, like advertisers buy information from them on top of also advertising there.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Oh yeah, they spend tons of money.
Yeah. So I mean, like, I don't know. Hopefully, in America, someday, like, a new company will exist, like, actually maintain, as opposed to just being like rolled into the ultimate like singular mega corporation that will one day rule us all.
The problem is the mega corporations are really good at
putting
their boots on and stomping them out of existence.
Turns out,
yeah, oh yeah,
you can have $1 billion to become part of us,
or we'll crush you.
We will destroy you. Right.
Yeah,
that's
basically
a pretty
that.
Easy decision as a small business. Okay.
fairly easy.
The trick is finding something that isn't already covered by Walmart, Facebook, Amazon, and the rest. Home Depot.
There are markets like board games.
For sure.
Like,
yeah,
I mean not duh, right? But
games.
Well,
what are you talking about?
I don't know.
I recently ran across an article that made me go fucking. But there was an article talking about. How horrible the video game community is even to this day.
Oh yeah.
And how abusive and just how terrible the people are in it as a whole, and
but
how they
like to be fair, it's really everywhere. It's not just
I'm curious where that opinion is coming
all
from. Who are we judging by being
well
as terrible?
What it was is that It's the abuse that had come down on the girl that was making that game about depression.
Oh, yeah.
And, yeah, we talked about
and
Zoe, whatever her name is.
And,
Zoe
yeah,
Quinn,
yeah, and
creator of Depression Quest.
And the guy that made Fez, he had all of his public all of his private information exposed on the internet by hackers.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought this up, because I had forgotten to add it to the list, but yeah, all that stuff went down last weekend.
Yeah, and it was done by these fucking misogynistic assholes that just want to keep the video game seen as an old boys club, because they don't want they say that they're fighting against social justice because they don't think it's right. So basically, they're just being bigots.
Mm-hmm. The only part that I do think that they are like the loud minority. Like I don't think most people who are into like gaming or video games in general are like huge, shitty, terrible scumbags. Mm-hmm. But, like, I think that those folks yell the loudest by far.
When you're covered by the
anonymous, and clearly do the most damage.
The internet, you can just say whatever you want, do whatever you want. As even knowing you're probably a terrible, horrible person for doing it, no one's ever going to be able to call you out on it.
Well, right. I'm all for, you know, freedom on the internet and net neutrality and all that shit. But when it comes to stuff like that,
people just need to learn to be... Nice.
Did you hear that Anita Sarkeesian?
Yes, I was going to mention that.
Yep.
The recent thing? Okay, yeah. Anita Sarkeesian, for the people who don't know, which apparently is no one, but I'll say it to the cast.
For the listeners at home.
Oh, okay, Anita Sarkeesian was the woman who made the feminist frequency videos,
mm-hmm.
basically like tropes in video games about women,
yep.
and a couple other things as well. But anyway, she's...
In media.
Yeah, historically she's been kind of beaten down a lot. That was a really bad metaphor. But anyway, she's has not been well received in the video game and other industries.
She's gotten a lot of hostility.
Yeah, but specifically, recently she received a series of Twitter comments that the first one was, I'm not going to repeat them verbatim.
They're gross.
Yeah.
None of this stuff needs to be quoted.
They're both highly sexualized and incredibly violent.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And there were a lot of them, and she basically reposted it on her Twitter and was like, this actually is freaking me out really bad, and I'm going to leave my house for a while.
Yeah, and they had added stuff as specific as, like, they said where she lived and, like, information about her parents and stuff, and it was, like, totally deplorable.
Her parents, and stuff
so,
like that.
What, one off, that's obviously horrible. Like, I mean, I could end the story there, and that's, like, scary and weird. But what was really weird is after she posted this, the immediate response was like, oh, he was just trolling. Like, this is the worst possible response you could have to a troll, because you're just giving him the attention that he wants. And it's like... By the way, I'm throwing my arms
this here.
And the thing is that, like, the people that are receiving these... that are seeing these tweets and this information that, you know, like this that she was giving out and Zoe was talking about and even... I can't remember his name, the guy that...
Phil Fish.
And everything they said, they were like, oh, they were just played around, blah, 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 all this bullshit. And they were more or less defending these fucking assholes.
Yeah.
Right.
And it's just some of the most deplorable behavior.
Yeah, it really
and
sucks.
It's ridiculous that it goes this way.
Mm-hmm.
I can cite another kind of similar example. John Jafari, the guy who does JonTron, has been getting... ton of shit on Twitter the past few months of just people, like, he would mention any kind of just something in the news and people would just jump on and be like, why haven't you talked about your opinions more, or beating him down for expressing his opinions. And it's like, I'm looking at these, I'm like, I don't even know how to, like, I'm not gonna respond to it because I have no real input to it, but, like, he's like one of the nice, like, I don't know him as a person, but I've seen enough of his stuff. I watched some of the earlier Game Grumps that he was on.
Yeah.
He's a generally good guy, like, as far as I can tell.
He's kind of ousted himself as a bigot. Like,
well, I mean...
Him and Aaron, really. I don't know if it's just, like, the atmosphere exemplified it, but, like, they were not kind to women in their videos.
No. But, I mean, he doesn't seem like he would go out of his way to hurt anyone.
No.
Like, that's not the kind of person he is. He might have some bad values.
Maybe has some bad opinions, but is clearly not one of these malicious, lunatics.
He doesn't go after
fucking
people.
Shit up actively online.
Probably not going to murder Akita Anita Sarkeesian, no.
And it's just horrible, because, like, he's just trying to, like, be a person, and they're like, no.
Yeah.
And it's awful. No one should have to feel like that.
Yeah, I think it's a combination of two things. Like, I think the first is, like, it's, like, the remnants of, like, the old internet, which I guess is just the modern internet now, which is like, as soon as an opinion crops up in any form that you don't agree with, it's time to rattle the cages and burn shit to the ground.
Yeah.
It's come full circle in a big way, and it's really bad. I've recently been really, really frustrated with Facebook.
So we've seen.
Because it's transformed into what MySpace was when it was on its last leg. The problem is that Facebook has so much fucking money that they can do
Facebook's
whatever.
Facebook's never
going
away.
Yeah,
but not soon.
Yeah. It's become a virus. It's a problem in that way. And you know, I would love to see people use it for, you know, its intended purpose and not to just dick around and, you know, communicate.
So what is the intended purpose of Facebook? Like that sounds more sarcastic than I meant it to.
Sorry.
It was for college students specifically.
Students,
yeah, I remember I was registered in the first year of it. Like yeah.
Yeah.
But it's okay that it's grown to be a public like networking source, and you can like. But it's just, you know, people posting outlandish opinions, and whenever anyone else posts
on themselves,
yeah.
It's just back to everybody feels safe no matter what they say. So
yeah.
People will
have
say
no
things
filter.
They either don't necessarily believe or will just argue for the sake of it. Or
yeah.
Or for some people, it is their outlet to say some horrible opinion that they can't actually say out loud.
Were we talking with someone about how it makes you the star of the internet?
That's basically what my comment was when Brian said that.
I saw that. It's like
you're
writing
your
own
story and you're just. It's
Facebook
around you
is to
only.
make you the center of
mm-hmm.
your corner of the internet.
And that's why people are.
Sure, well, all that shit is like all the social media, like Facebook and Twitter and
yeah.
selfies
yeah.
and all that fucking garbage. Is
yeah.
like, I am clearly the most important thing
right.
going on right
Everybody's
now.
Everybody's
going to
go
so.
Post their pictures of their cats or their Lego things and assume people want to see it. Really,
oh,
most people
speaking
don't.
Of, we'll be putting these Lego pictures.
Yeah, no doubt.
Of cats.
Possibly some pictures of cats.
Well, I mean, you know, that was a bit of a left turn as to the purpose of why we're here. You know, the talk of
no, this
social
is
justice.
No,
I'm good with whatever.
Yeah,
but
that's good.
Fine.
Like, and that
yeah,
stuff
I'm
needs
not.
To be. you're done talking
about serious topics.
Click.
Oh.
But,
no, that stuff needs.
Mike has been turned off.
It needs to be addressed.
It needs to
yeah,
be addressed. It needs
no
to be improved. And like,
I was gonna say this was the highlight for me.
But I would say that people.
I agree.
People would go on. You see somebody famous that's also accessible, you can post their Twitter or their Facebook or whatever, you know, you'll get a lot more notoriety
they
or attention if you, yeah, you'll, if you try and like rustle their cage or whatever and get them to respond, get them angry, and there's nothing stopping you from doing that, and there's no real voice saying you can't do that, and even as soon as you start, if you're inflammatory enough, you get a following,
you'll always get views,
a movement, and all this time you're just making it worse.
Yeah.
Well, that's what happens
but,
with
you know,
any
you get
kind
your
of
own
content creator on the internet, like Femmes Frequency or Depression Quest or random YouTube
superstars.
Video game reviewers.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're putting themselves out there. They're making content about their opinions that people like and follow them, but there's always going to be someone who's like, mine is better.
Mm-hmm.
I need the same kind of coverage and just like wants to tear everything else that's wrong down.
Mm-hmm. And that's
there will always
opinion.
Be a comment
yeah.
section after everything.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think that's alone like a problem. You can disable comments on YouTube,
yeah.
but
yeah.
the thing is, I mean,
you're
it's
not
beneficial.
Your positive,
not
comments.
Just that, but it's also beneficial to like just have the conversation be positive or negative
right.
for the content
and
creator.
The press is good press.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah.
It's such a cliche, but
it's
not
true.
Only
yeah.
not only the press, but like people like being in a conversation.
Yeah.
And if you can say either good or bad stuff about the thing you just watched immediately after by scrolling down half a page and
first.
Typing a thing in a box, that's great for you as a person. Like you feel great
yeah.
expressing your opinion and agreeing with the person who made the funny video or hating them because they made the funny video. And
tribalism's
then,
a great thing.
It yes. I mean,
no, it's not.
But yeah, I think that a lot of there's communities. Like there's a Game Grumps community, as
yeah.
it were.
Mm-hmm.
And
I'm sure they have drama.
Yeah, I'm sure they do. And I'm sure like the videos would have half
yeah.
as many views, which is not a criticism of their
all.
Quality, because I loved a lot of the early GameCube
yeah.
Game Grumps.
Yeah,
videos.
The earlier stuff was
the
Goofter better.
Video is like my favorite thing in the world.
I love
the
Mega Man
7.
I think it was wrong.
I watched that one.
It was good. I enjoyed it.
Did they ever finish Sonic 06?
Yeah.
Because
no.
he
no?
left.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, he
oh.
left.
John
no,
left.
Yeah.
Well, that's too bad, because I watched none of those.
There were some episodes, specifically the Silver Fight, which just show how broken it was.
That one and the one where Knuckles is stuck in the roof.
Oh, yeah. We, I did see
that
one. You're right.
So good.
But, yeah, anyway, to bring this back around, as good or bad as the content is, I really think the ability for people to like talk about directly after gives them a more personal investment,
yeah,
and it makes them want to come back and watch more of the videos.
And potentially watch them grow as they get the like the feedback. Where, this particular style of video was garbage. Like it, or it just was like poorly edited or whatever.
Yeah.
And, like,
sometimes
stuff.
That feedback's necessary, even beyond.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or like this
invested.
Was the best thing ever. Like there was this one content creator, Kid Icarus. He did a really good episode about.
There's someone named Kid Icarus.
Yeah, Cad.
Don't make fun of
Cad
him.
Cad Icarus. His last name is Cad.
He's a sensitive dude.
Jeez.
But he made this really good video about his top 10 scary songs in video games.
That was an interesting topic.
It was around Halloween. It was very well edited. Like the whole the transitions, his comments on the songs. It was amazing. Like that is probably my favorite video of his, and I suggest everyone should watch it because it's really good. And some of those songs
to watch it.
I don't like spooky things.
Want to go to there?
But
it was really good. And like he was like, oh, I can't believe you, so many people liked it. Like afterwards, because he didn't really like it that much. But it obviously
sometimes
no
you're not pleased with your work.
Yeah. But it was very well edited. It
yeah.
looked really great. It flowed really well.
Mm-hmm.
And then he wouldn't have known that without
right.
the comment section.
Right. That's the
yeah.
flip side. The positive end of it. The positive reciprocation that you see.
That's what makes it
the
sticky. Trying to.
Yeah, the problem isn't that people can post their opinions. The problem is that people are stupid jerks.
Yeah, like Kyle's saying, like the
have some damn empathy.
The
people.
Issue isn't that
yeah.
like discussions and comments are out there because everything should be discussed more. Like we
yeah.
should have more
right.
discourse. The problem is that like part of it is that I think the internet has always been this way, and the part of it I think is like it's bled over into real life with
mm-hmm.
like the cable newsification of
yeah.
conversation.
Oh,
is that like the tenor of discourse? Period has been like
right.
turned to 11 and then the knob has been ripped off.
Yeah.
So it's not
yeah.
like somebody posts something and you think it sucks. Like your first yeah. the first reaction seems like for plenty of people isn't going to be the type like I don't think
yeah,
this
don't
is
like
very
this
good and here's
reason,
why.
XYZ,
you're going to say
you
like
know,
fuck your mother.
Go
this
kill
is
yourself.
Shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It,
life, waste of air.
It's turned into Bill O'Reilly angry about something that Obama did 24/7.
Yeah, it's just like there should be more conversation like on the internet and everywhere else, and it should be more civil. Like,
yeah.
And none of this stuff should be personal. Like, you are totally entitled to like experience or not experience or like or dislike anything you encounter, but you shouldn't make it about like no, literally fuck you and
right.
like fuck your life.
I'm gonna
and,
look up your number
and
call
yeah,
your
and
mom,
due to the resources I have of like finding
child.
Information online, I am literally going to like make your life
yeah.
difficult now because I disagree with a thing that you said online.
Yeah.
The worst
right.
part is those negative attitudes are contagious,
right?
In
right.
nature too. So if other people start doing that, the first thing you want
to
do
if
is
if you light the coals, the fire is going to spread.
Right. Exactly.
Yep.
And that's just how internet culture has transformed.
Well, and it's because of the being able to hide behind anonymity.
Yeah.
It makes it so that there are virtually no consequences for what you do.
You can
it's
ruin
like,
someone's life.
Right. I
know.
There's this internet phenomenon, Twitch phenomenon, where you just call in a terrorist threat to
yeah.
the person streaming, and the SWAT team shows up at their house.
Yeah,
and
that
then,
happened like today.
Yeah,
or yesterday
right. It just
or
happened yesterday. And, you know,
the Sony guy, or is it
no?
This is totally
guy.
Different. This
oh.
I saw this afternoon is like. There was somebody streaming. What game was it? It was Counter Strike. It was Counter Strike. There's somebody streaming Counter Strike on Twitch, and people had literally called in.
Yeah.
Like they said, this guy has a bunch of illegal weapons, and a SWAT team showed up at his home
right.
while
kicked
he was live streaming.
Damn.
And they get this one idiot on the internet thinks it's funny and laughs.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah.
Meanwhile,
yeah.
you know, you're costing people millions of dollars, and sometimes somebody's gonna get shot.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah. And like
yeah.
Gabe had just mentioned the other. Thing similar to that happened over the weekend when everything else was on fire was that people had called in a bomb threat to a plane that one of the Sony online executives was on
okay.
and his
yeah.
flight got diverted
yeah.
like he was
I
flying from like Texas to San Francisco I think and it landed in like Phoenix or something
mm-hmm.
because they literally had to investigate this bomb
yeah.
threat that random idiots on the
right,
internet
you have to take these things seriously
yeah.
because if
yeah.
you don't
and
something happens
it's turned from general douchebaggery to full on terrorism.
It is basically
but it's
terrorism.
Trolling.
It really is.
Right.
It's
yeah.
terrorism.
And they
but
think,
because it happens on the internet, people don't take it seriously.
Yeah, but people don't realize that, like, odds are someone like the NSA is going to figure out who's doing this shit,
mm-hmm.
and they're going to end up seeing some real jail time and some tremendous, like, fines.
The other thing that could happen is they might actually have to start censoring things and limiting what you can do on the internet.
Yeah, the internet's going to
becomes a problem, and
yeah.
they can't contain it. That's
yeah.
their only option.
Yeah. And I mean, at this point, it's becoming.
The community can't stop themselves.
Yeah. And it really, it's come down to at this point, seeing all this bullshit that's coming up, I don't care. I'd be happy.
I care, but I don't necessarily disagree with.
Yeah, well, it's not that I don't care. It's because I like the freedom that the internet has. Like, I appreciate it. It's
because,
like,
you don't abuse it,
right?
Exactly. Yeah. But like, when this shit happens, it's like if they have to do it, they have to do it, and I'll be like grinding my teeth and all, but so be it.
Yeah, like, I'm not benefiting from the anonymity
right.
that much myself. It's kind of unfortunate that it's come to that, but like, we have definitely reached that crossroads where like, we're going to need less anonymity on the internet to like make shit
either
more
people
civil.
People are
going to
get arrested or you're not going to be able to do it anymore.
Yeah, I think,
or both.
I think an interesting thing to bring back to Facebook really quick, like, you get people who literally post death threats for the president on Facebook and nothing happens.
Right.
Like,
but
like,
I don't know about the
sometimes it does. Well, yeah, but there's comments of violence.
Yeah,
comments.
Sure.
Sometimes there are
deep in, you know, the comment section. Somebody will say
things,
you know,
that if you actually said it to
Muslim
someone,
liberal.
Yeah, exactly. And a lot of it, like huge amount of it,
definitely.
And with your name right there. And this isn't even like a, oh, you shouldn't put personal stuff there. This is, you did it.
Yeah.
So
right.
I'm not even sure, like, getting rid of the anonymous nature of the internet's the
right
step. It's,
I mean,
how we talk about it when it is known, how it's legally handled.
I'll say it again. Have some damn empathy, people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
for
yeah
real.
Oh,
just,
yeah,
like, treat people like humans and not like trash.
Well,
what if somebody said that to you? How would you feel?
Well, the article I read...
on what I did to deserve.
well, the article
sometimes
I read,
you gotta call somebody out for being a shit stick.
Yeah.
The article that I read was talking about how, you know, similar to the empathy, but it's like, it's that these people, they know they can get away with it.
Mm-hmm.
And, God, I lost my train of thought.
I really wonder if it's beyond, like, just doing it for fun and, like,
it's
a deeper problem.
I'm sure some of them are actually, like, legitimate sociopaths.
Yeah,
right,
and, like,
exactly.
This is a very easy, like, technically not
really
physically threatening, like, unless people follow up on it, like, way to harass people, but it
right
is still, like, life-destroying and terrible and should not be tolerated.
It's easy to say, you know, well, nobody's actually that terrible, but what's the saying? Never underestimate the common American man.
Sure.
Yeah, well, I remember what it was. It's that, these people that are so, that their lives are so committed to video games, and they're so committed to winning in video games, and are... have such an aggressive, negative attitude towards everyone else.
Gabe,
in video
Gabe,
games.
Yeah, Gabe
is calling himself out on it.
But they take it to the point that it's that they feel like it's the same thing in real life.
That
they think that life's a game and it's
stats
about winning,
mm-hmm,
and having the biggest epine,
mm-hmm,
and doing it in real life and tearing down other people so that they can be the one on top,
yeah,
so that they can be right. And that's a flagrant problem.
Yeah, that's an excellent point. Also, just like discussion shouldn't be about like victory. You should try to be at least learning a little bit and empathizing and understanding with the person that you disagree with at some level.
Well, in logical discourse, if you're proven wrong, then you should admit that you're wrong.
You should take it as I've improved and like learned something that I didn't know previously. Not still like, well, fuck you also.
I don't know if it's an American thing or just a humanity thing, but it seems like, you know, nowadays people are just growing up like, you know, you're always right, you can't do anything wrong, everything you do is special and great, and parents don't spend enough time telling their kids, no, that was stupid and
there's
wrong.
There's so many adults who do the same thing, though.
Yeah,
I think
it goes back to how they were brought up.
Going back to what Dustin said earlier, I think that's the internet is about me,
mm-hmm,
thing.
Yeah.
Like, everybody is being conditioned to think that they're always right, even not necessarily by their parents.
Everybody gets a trophy.
But by the internet, because everybody likes your pictures and you see
I've got 1,000 followers on Twitter.
Exactly.
It's a giant circle jerk of a bunch of assholes making each other feel good.
Yeah.
How many views did the last podcast get?
100.
Something. I will neither confirm or deny that number, but it was more than I was expecting.
Yeah.
So hopefully
we'll
keep increasing.
Mm-hmm. Like, comment, and subscribe, people.
Yeah. For the sake of my sanity.
We probably should wrap it up, though.
It's yeah,
going
yeah,
for like
no
3 hours.
It's really getting
so
up there.
Well,
yeah,
two and
yeah
a half.
Yeah. I had a list of games that are coming out. None of them really matter. We're going
to
like skip over.
Put this out in two parts or something.
Yeah,
okay with
no
ending this on a good civil note.
Sure.
Yeah,
we're not going to talk about
people
anything else.
Smash Brothers leaks.
Like, sorry, guys, this podcast took a different direction than the last one. It wasn't quite.
No, I'm not sorry.
I'm not sorry.
I'm going for the people that were expecting it to be, you know, comedy bad.
I promise more jokes next time.
I don't think anyone has any expectations.
We're
yeah
not
listening to people.
Yeah, man, this is good.
Four.
I like it.
Last time was just
well
kind of like,
we'll
we're doing a thing.
Well, shout outs to Frobert.
Yeah, he'll be on again at some point.
Shout outs to Doug Spry.
Doug will be on again at some point when he's not in Germany.
Yeah, he's in Spain now. Yeah,
he's
in Spain now. Shout outs to Max Williams.
Just say that, Max Williams. So now
shout outs to the Dragon Ball Z card game.
Sure. The Beanie version.
New game still incoming at some point.
Got delayed.
October 17th, firm date.
October?
Yep, firm date.
Jeez.
Yeah, it's the first hard date given by the company, though.
That's good.
Yeah, those are perspective dates in the past.
That's a much more realistic date than when it was like September 6th or whatever.
Yeah, September 3rd, I think, was the first one. Well, that's like 3 weeks from now, right?
And then they pushed it back like a week.
Okay, so cool. Well, anyway, we'll be talking more about that in the future, whenever that ends up coming out.
Shout out
Rain,
to kindness
size
and empathy.
Yeah, I agree with that. Hug your neighbors.
Civility
just
on the internet.
Nice.
Yeah,
awesome.
My neighbors hate me.
Maybe you should be nicer to them.
I'm really nice to them.
Maybe you should leave them alone.
Oh,
are you old people.
I was going to say, are you talking about your actual neighbors?
Yes.
Yeah, they're kind of grumpy. I remember them.
They're just
grumpy.
The guy across the street is the guy.
Yeah, I never
Frank
see
Petrick, right? He laughed at me hard when I fell on my bottom.
That was so weird.
It was really weird. We were like throwing a football around, and I dove for it, and I don't even think I caught it, but I totally tumbled and took
Wiped
a hard
down.
Fall. And this neighbor across the street, I'm pretty sure I had never spoken to, just like pointed and laughed at me, and it didn't stop. He kept laughing.
Jeez.
Perfect. I took it pretty well, but
yeah, other people I would probably get upset about that.
Probably.
Mm-hmm. Don't you laugh at me? I'll punch your face in.
I would have gotten upset, but not threatened. I'd have been secretly brooding about it.
Later, he gave us a cool.
He's gone inside and sulked
a
little bit.
That's true.
It wasn't very nice.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
In the end, your folly was worth it.
You really shouldn't
agree.
Yep.
Falling's funny.
Yep. Good night, Internet. Thank you for listening. And we'll
see you
next time.
Yep, we're signing off. We'll keep exploring the range of things that we'll talk about on the show, but it's going to be awesome.
Podcast.
If you guys have comments or opinions or you want us to. Read something about your feedback online. We have an email address. It's podcast@cubicorngames.com. You can send us stuff there. Someday, maybe somebody will send us something. I checked the inbox. It was still empty.
Aww.
We're going to keep doing the show anyway, so
ask me questions about games.
Well,
please.
Maybe one day we could offer taking live questions while we're recording so that we can address them immediately.
We'll see. The show will evolve slowly and gradually, but we're going to keep working on it. But yeah, that's going to be. We'll take donations. Beautiful gift bags that you can know.
Do you like us? Find us on Patreon.
That's right. Got a Kickstarter?
Yeah,
no,
right.
We don't.
Yet.
This has been NPR.
Exactly. That's where I would. Thank you, Brian. That's what I was going
for.
Good night, Internet.
Yeah, good night, everybody.
Good night.
Thank you very much for listening. We'll be back soonish.
Bye, everybody.